Okay, right. Well, listen, gents, thank you very much indeed. Matthew Doyles, former special advisor to Tony Blair. Henry Hill is the assistant editor of the Conservative Home website. You have both been at my fabulous Friday panel. Very feisty indeed. Thank you so much, gentlemen, for joining
us. Thank you.
John Holmes is coming up in just a couple of moments to take you through the afternoon. It's Friday afternoon. I'm done for the day, done for the week. I'll be back 10 o'clock Monday morning. Do stay tuned. This is Talk Radio.
Talk Radio.
We got entertainment and we're not afraid to use it. Talk Radio. Stoptober is back, and this year it's bigger than ever. Over a million people have used the Stoptober 28-day Stop Smoking Challenge to help them quit. And Stoptober's got loads to help you stop for good, like the free app, the online community, and face-to-face support. Plus, you can use patches, gum, even e-cigarettes to help you kick the habit. Keep it up for 28 days and you're 5 times more likely to quit. So come on, join in, because Stoptober is bigger than ever. Search Stoptober for all the support you need to quit smoking for good.
At DFS, we know how important it is to be comfy. So as the nights draw in, our craftspeople like Barbara here...
Hi.
..go all out to make sure every sofa is carefully handmade to order.
I treat every sofa that I sew as if it's coming to my house.
And she's very particular. And with Autumn Winter Collection sofas now up to half price and available with 4 years interest-free credit, winter's going to be very comfy indeed. DFS. Order now for guaranteed Christmas delivery.
The Renault Scrappage Scheme is now on. You could save thousands on a brand new Renault. So say au revoir to your old car. Model exclusions apply. Eligibility criteria apply. Visit renault.co.uk/scrappage.
So, the brilliant new iPhone's finally here. But which network do you go for? What if you could get one that lets you keep any data you haven't used? Or change your plan whenever you want? New Sky Mobile. With the new iPhone. Now there's an idea. The perfect network for your perfect phone. Sky. Believe in better.
Redeem data per 1 gigabyte and use within 3 years. 12-month minimum term. Downgrades effective month following selection.
We've got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the trade goes.
At Selco Builders Warehouse, we've got real deals on a wide range of trade quality building products. In October, buy 2 or more Meyer or Minerva solid surface kitchen worktops and receive a 430-watt dual-base random orbit sander free. Now that's a real deal. To find more real deals and your nearest branch, go to selcobw.com.
We've got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the trade goes.
18 plus, begamblerware.org. Come on in and join Mr. Green's award-winning online casino today. Try and climb the leaderboard in Mr. Green's Real Thrill slot tournaments, starting every 15 minutes, featuring all your favourite slot games online and on your mobile. Looking for entertainment? Ask for Mr. Green. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
You can bet your dollar count on Mr. Green.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
A new kind of talk radio. We'll get you talking. Talk Radio.
Yes. Yes, it is. And it's Friday. It's 1 o'clock. And Victoria's got the latest news.
Thanks, John. Coming up, May insists the Cabinet is united. Gun review after Vegas and the winner of the Nobel Peace Prize.
Talk Radio.
In the last hour, Theresa May has responded to reports of a plot to oust her as leader of the Conservative Party. Former Tory chairman Grant Shapps has told Talk Radio he has a list of around 30 MPs who want the Prime Minister to go.
I don't think she should lead us into the next election. And this is a list made up of people who agree that she shouldn't lead us into the next election. And furthermore, given that the conference didn't go all that well, I think we'd prefer that she went sooner rather than later. But the timescale is something that she should set out.
Here's the Prime Minister.
What I think is necessary for the country now, what the country needs, is calm leadership. That's exactly what I'm providing. And I'm providing that with the full support of my cabinet.
Meanwhile, it's understood her trip to China next month has been postponed because Beijing's prioritising a visit by US President Trump. A father has lost a damages claim against a London IVF clinic after his ex forged his signature to use frozen embryos. The High Court found the clinic had not been negligent. Toyota is reportedly planning to build its new Auris model in the UK. Reuters says the Japanese carmaker is assuming there will be a Brexit transitional period and will make a final decision by the end of the year. America's National Rifle Association is backing a review of modifications like those used by the Las Vegas gunman that essentially turns semi-automatic weapons into machine guns. But the NRA remains fiercely opposed to new gun laws. The international campaign to abolish nuclear weapons has won the Nobel Peace Prize. The awards organisers say the group's been a driving force in getting countries around the world to agree to cooperate. And Apple has released a new set of emojis, including gender-neutral faces, an orange heart and an apple pie. A hedgehog, giraffe and a cricket are among some of the new creatures that have been added.
Why has what are they? The abolition of nuclear weapons...
The international campaign to abolish nuclear weapons.
And they've won a Nobel Peace Prize.
That's right.
But they haven't abolished nuclear weapons.
No, but they're trying.
Yeah, but I wouldn't give them the prize till they were successful. I mean, that's ridiculous.
Maybe
that's
giddy them up to keep going.
Well, no, that's like saying, you haven't quite won the 100 metres. You haven't finished 100 metres. You did about 20, but have the gold medal anyway. Because, you know, keep you going. That's ridiculous.
Yeah.
You can't give a peace prize to someone who hasn't achieved peace. That's not the point of it.
But there are more weapons. But, John,
yeah.
they have got some people to cooperate. It's not like they haven't achieved anything.
Well, no, but it's not peace, is it? Because of North Korea. So, and other countries. We've got them. America's got them. Russia's got them. So...
Okay, why didn't you tell the committee behind that decision then?
I'm telling them now. I know they listen, and I think they're wrong. Get them on the phone. You can't give a peace prize to someone who hasn't achieved the.
Yeah, but their aim is to.
You can't say aim. That's the nuclear weapons. They aim. They aim them at like the sea.
There are multiple different types of aiming, yeah. Which don't involve
but
weapons.
What I'm saying is that they are the campaign for the abolition. Abolition, mind, of nuclear weapons. They haven't achieved that, yet we've given them a prize for not doing their job correctly. And I don't think that's right.
Great.
Have you done the weather?
No.
Do you want to do it?
Yeah.
Talk Radio, national weather.
So, fine.
Hang on, let me just stop you there. Oh. Look, I'm going to do you a weather certificate, because you haven't finished the weather, but I'm going to give you a weather prize, even though you haven't achieved the aim of finishing the weather. Weather prize.
I mean, your handwriting there is really poor.
It's a certificate.
No, if it's a certificate, it'd have my name on it.
Victoria.
And the date and a signature of the person who's handing it over.
Well, that's me. Yeah. What's the date today?
Is it the 7th?
No. I'm going to...
What's the date?
I don't know. 6th. 6th. There you go. Now it's a certificate.
Is that your signature?
No. It's just a scribble. But congratulations.
You haven't even given it me. You're just waving it in front of my face.
To be honest with you, I can't because it's on my running order and I need that.
So therefore, this whole thing that you've just done has failed.
Like their campaign!
Anyway.
That's the point I'm making. What do you think about it? How stupid is it to give a Nobel
Cornelius,
Peace Prize? Cornelius. Right?
Hello, sorry.
So, in the news, right, the campaign for the abolition, keyword, of nuclear weapons have been given the Nobel Peace Prize. They haven't even achieved it. They haven't abolished nuclear weapons. There are more of them than ever.
I'd like to abolish this conversation.
So why have they been given a prize? I just said it's like giving a gold medal to someone who's done just 20 metres of 100 metres.
Have you come up with some weird sort of tenuous reason as to why you should have been awarded...
Not yet.
...the Nobel Peace Prize?
Well, because have I caused a war? No, I have not.
Lots of people haven't.
Yeah, well, I haven't most recently, so...
What have you done which is nice?
I gave you some of my wedges.
I don't think they were
yours. You stole.
You said I could have them.
Potato wedges arrived in the office and you stole them.
No, I had permission to eat them, so I
said you could have one. Well, I turned round, Garrett face, stuffing them in. Unbelievable.
Well, I didn't have all of them.
Yes, mainly.
I know, yeah. But still, I didn't have all of them. I am a Gannett. I'm very hungry.
All right.
What's in the weather?
Have we done the weather?
No, I haven't. I got the first two words done. So, a fine day for most, with plenty of sunshine, but rain on the way in the northwest later on, highs of 16 degrees.
And now here's
Toby Gillies
with the pre-recorded sport.
Talk Radio Sports Update
with Selco Builders Warehouse. Hundreds of trade brands in stock. Selco's got it. Selco is where the
trade go. Good afternoon, I'm Toby Gillis. Gareth Southgate admits he may be forced into setting England up differently for the World Cup to how he'd like them to play. They were uninspiring in qualifying for Russia 2018 with a 1-0 win over Slovenia last night. Southgate says his plans for the tournament may be different to his longer-term intentions for the side.
What would be my desire and an ideal way of playing and what we have to do over the next year are maybe two different things.
Wales legend Ian Rush has told TalkSport they can still reach the playoffs without Gareth Bale over the next couple of games. They go to Georgia this evening, needing a win to ensure their chances remain in their own hands. Bale, though, is injured. And Pep Guardiola, Jose Mourinho, Maurizio Pochettino and Arsene Wenger have been nominated for the Premier League Manager of the Month award for September. Harry Kane, Sergio Aguero and Kevin De Bruyne lead the nominations for the player gong, alongside Romelu Lukaku, Alvaro Morata, Newcastle's Jamal Lascelles and Pascal Gross of Brighton. That's your latest sports news powered by TalkSport.
Thank you, Toby. There we go. That's the sport powered by TalkSport. You are listening to Talk Radio. It's a Friday afternoon.
Talk Radio.
Alice has just got herself the cap and track tariff from E.ON, so she's got one less thing to think about.
Lovely.
Her energy costs are capped below the average market price. And if the market price goes down, hers will too.
Oh, that's the stuff.
Give yourself one less thing to think about and stay below the average market price. Discover the right E.ON tariff for you today. Search E.ON Energy now.
Residential customers only. Prices review quarterly and based on Ofgem typical domestic consumption at medium use. Eligibility criteria apply.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Previously on the John Holmes Show.
And we will be shortly. Seems to have been lifted from the West Wing.
No, because what does it taste like?
Because I was called a sociopath a lot after last year.
Yep, pretty much. Greatest ever programme. We've done some investigating here and it turns out all of the words are silly stories.
Hello.
The Prince of Wales has been very much in the news, as you'd expect. That's quite presidential.
Keep what makes you drunk.
Not yet.
That's not retro enough.
Go, I'm going to make a thing.
It just puts another little spring in your step every morning.
Thank you. How do people get in touch with us?
Hi.
There. Or do the kids with a Z? Do you want to see what the granddad plays?
Hangovers of history. A boffin called Nuts.
Actually, I'm bored of this project, but thanks for your money.
And you open the door and you step inside. We're inside our hearts. This is your life. Good to the last drop. Doesn't get any better than this.
John Holmes.
The radio is one of the outstanding developments of the 20th century.
Radio. This isn't a seminar. This isn't a weekend retreat. Nothing is static. Everything is a ball.
Who are you?
John Holmes. John Holmes.
I am him.
No power comes no responsibility.
There.
Well, good afternoon to you then, and welcome. It is your Friday Talk Radio Afternoon Spectacular on Ice. Except there's no ice. But here we are, fumbling our way through the next 3 hours like a big-name Hollywood producer, apparently groping his employee. Hello. I am John Holmes, and as former Tory party chairman Grant Shapps leads the calls for Theresa May to, a word I can't say on the radio, cough. It's got the backing of 30 MPs so far. That's the number that's being bandied about this afternoon. Towards the 48 he would need on a letter that would suggest a vote of no confidence. It would then trigger, if she lost that vote, a leadership election. Although Theresa May this morning has received the backing of Michael Gove, so... And it's not like he'd come out and say one thing publicly while privately plotting another thing, is it? Not Michael Gove, no. It's not like he backed Boris Johnson to be leader last time and then turned around and stabbed him in the back, is it? No. No, he never did.
No, he did do that.
Did he?
Yeah, last time. When Theresa May, that leadership, the last, literally the last one.
Oh, he did, didn't he? Oh, I wouldn't trust him then.
Wouldn't you?
I wouldn't trust him with it, no. I mean, if I was Theresa May and I'd just received the backing of Michael Gove, I'd go straight to the kitchen and hide the knives. And not show him my back at all. Let's be honest, though. Let us be honest. Theresa May is coming across as a bit rubbish. It's not her fault that she got handed a P45 by a protester. prankster. She can't help having a cough. And I doubt she personally glued those letters to that back wall. But if there ever was a metaphor for her leadership, it's when the words behind her dropped the F off. That is the view of Grant Shapps and others, certainly. And it's kind of all stemmed from the snap election she called and then cocked up. And that was her fault, to be fair. But you know what we need at this time more than any other time, my friend? We need a strong and stable show this afternoon. And that's what we're going to deliver to you, the programme faithful. And here's what is on the way between now and 4 o'clock. Headline hijack, of course. You get to make up the news, make up a news story. Send it hither and thither. And you could hear your made-up news lie being said as factual truth in the 2pm bulletin. Now, Victoria's mouth is here.
This mouth.
Earlier it was full of potato wedges. Now
yes.
Now it's full of news. Well, not now, but
not
I mean,
right
it will be. It will be in about... It will be. And your news could make its way into Victoria's mouth as well. Here's the number to send us your story, 87222.
Start your message with the word
at
talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like.
It's Friday, so we will be rounding up a week's worth of showbiz for you. That is with a man from TalkSport who has no interest in or knowledge of showbiz. We have our brand loyalty testing end of the week quiz. We have work experience punditry on the way. Today, Grace is in to look ahead to the films for the weekend for you. There's the big debate at three. The haters. That's right, if you're one of them. Still time to let me know via text or tweet how much you hate me or anyone who works on the show or the show itself. That's fine. As abusive as you like. We don't block you. We don't throw it away. We don't report you. Instead, we give them to Con. Hi, Con.
Hello.
And he reads out all the hate, a week's worth of hate, from the lift here as it travels downwards through the building on a Friday. It's a feature we call Con Descending. Live music on the way. We've got a busker. Our Friday music busker sessions to serenade you into the weekend. We've literally dragged a busker in off the streets, and that'll be happening later. There's all of the current affairs analysed through the medium of Japanese poetry. It's the news in haikus. All of your reactions are very welcome as well. You can talk to us, 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
Or you can call us, 08444. And it's Song Request Friday. We can't play music, of course, because we're a speech radio station. But what we can do is take your requests and dedications for speeches and talks. Song Request Friday. Maybe you'd like to hear Theresa May's cough fest again. For a loved one. Have it played for a loved one. But we will be talking Theresa May. We will be talking Heathrow Heist and all the rest of the stuff in the news. So, let's find out who's working on the show today. Chloe is producing today. She's through. Hi, Chloe.
Hi.
Hi, Chloe. Double shift. You're pressing the buttons as well, Chloe.
Yeah.
Are they paying you double again? Yeah. Multitasking through there. Victoria's got the news.
Yes, John.
Yeah. And my wedges.
Yes, yeah. John. Do you want them back?
Yeah, no. Cornelius is...
I am here.
He ate pizza that wasn't his either.
Your pizza.
Yeah, you did. Thank you. Roger has messaged to say, I love how Victoria Bourne, it's you, Victoria.
Hello.
Talks to John at John Holmes 1 like an exasperated parent.
I feel like that.
Yeah. So much to come on your Friday afternoon then. I'm John Holmes. Welcome along. It's Talk Radio. And as you will know, we do start with some music. We squeeze a little bit in. And we do it to get into today's big story. We'll be talking about it, analysing it, getting in depth with it. But can you figure out what the story is? The clues are here. Play along at home just for fun. In this song.
Yes, no, maybe. I don't know. Can you repeat the question? You're not the boss of me now. You're not the boss of me now. You're not the boss of me now. And you're not so big. You're not the boss of me now. You're not the boss of me now. You're not the boss of me now. And you're not so big.
So I just stare at the stain on the wall where the TV been. But ever since we've moved in, it's been empty. Why I'm in this room, there is no point explaining. You're not the boss of me now, and you're not so big. You're not the boss of me now, you're not the boss of me now. You're not the boss of me now, and you're not so big. Life is a test, but I confess I like this mess I've made so far. Grit on a curve, and you'll observe I'm right below the horizon. Yes, no.
So there it is.
Maybe I don't know.
That is an excellent song, but you have to try and figure out what is the big story.
You're not the boss of me now. You're not the boss of me now.
They might be giants. Boss of me.
You're not the boss of me now. You're not the boss of me now.
So how does it link to a big song, a big story rather? Cornelius, you've been trying to figure it out, I realise.
Yeah.
What do you think? What do you
is
think?
Is it, John?
Yes.
The anti-nuclear arms group, which has won the Nobel Peace Prize.
Which they shouldn't have done because they have not abolished nuclear weapons.
Because they've stood up to the giants with nuclear weapons and said, hey,
you're
not the boss of me now.
No, it's not that. Guess again.
Is it house prices? House price rises picking up, say, Halifax?
Why?
Because this is the theme song from Malcolm in the Middle, which is about a family who live in a house.
Oh.
You're not the boss of me now, and you're not so big.
No, it isn't.
Is it the duped mum who has warned over fake holiday scam?
No.
Because there's a mum in Malcolm in the Middle, Lois.
And they live in a house, yeah. Neither is it Jeff on the text. A song about the conversations you have with your wife on a daily basis, Jeff. Thanks for sending that in, but it isn't that either. No, it's the story of Theresa May and the potential leadership contest that Grant Shapps appears to be trying to trigger with his letter. So Theresa May, she's had a bit of a bad week, it's fair to say. Now, will there be a leadership election? Probably not. But there are rumblings. There are now what were spoken, the rumours about Theresa May and not, you know, the votes of no confidence and so on, that were happening in the background, the whispers in Westminster about it. Now it's all out in the open, of course, because it's been leaked to the Times. Grant Shapps has been talking about it. He has been named as the ringleader of this letter. He needs 48 names to trigger a vote of no confidence. He says he's got 30. Will it happen? Won't it happen? Let's pick through the bones of it after the break on Talk Radio in the afternoons.
Talk Radio. Contact Talk Radio. Call 0344 499 1000. Text Talk and your message to 87222. Text costs 25p plus your standard network rate. Or you can tweet us at Talk Radio.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
Stoptober, the 28-day Stop Smoking Challenge is back. And this year it's bigger than ever. Sam Delaney will be cleaning up the afternoon airwaves with breaking news, great guests, plus essential tips, advice and support to help you quit smoking for good. Join the thousands of people stopping smoking this Stoptober with Sam Delaney at Drive on Talk Radio. Come on, join in. Search Stoptober for all the support you need to stop smoking.
You take the Cadbury Pots of Joy chilled dessert from the fridge. You anticipate the taste of the real melted Cadbury milk chocolate. The creamy yumminess begging you to peel back the lid. Then you remember, you're still in the supermarket. Cadbury Pots of Joy chilled desserts. Cadbury Dairy Milk, Cadbury Caramel, and right now special spooky Cadbury Scream Egg for Halloween. Free the joy!
Oh, Churchy, look at that snazzy new car. Like me in the glory days before I got written off. My blinkers had that keen sparkle and my pipes. Well, don't get me started on my pipes.
Oh, no.
If your car is written off, you can choose between a replacement, paying for an upgrade, or the money.
Time to pass on the baton.
Churchill, depend on the dog.
Comprehensive cover only. Excludes theft claims. Exact match subject to availability. Minimum car value £3,500 or cash replacement. Upgrade available when difference is paid. Underwritten by UK Insurance Limited.
Tomorrow, your copy of The Sun could feel heavier than usual.
Oh, yeah?
In some cases, £50 heavier. But don't worry about putting your back out. We're giving away free cash.
Woohoo!
Look in the paper and you could find a real fiver, a tenner, a 20, or even a £50 note.
Cha-ching!
Don't miss out. Pick up your copy of The Sun tomorrow.
The new TradePoint catalogue is out now. Pick up your free copy today in one of our 290 stores nationwide. Trade on.
TradePoint!
Another one tries the duster.
Another one drives a duster.
Hey, why don't we get one too?
Another one drives a duster.
Get in on the action with the Dacia Duster SUV. And with the Dacia Scrapping Scheme, you can save up to £1,000 when you swap your old car for a brand new Dacia Duster. Order by the end of this year and register by 31st of January 2018. Dacia, you do the maths. Exclusions apply. Eligibility criteria apply. Participating dealers only. Visit dacia.co.uk/scrappage to find out more.
Have I got PPI?
Want to know if you've had PPI? Find out with our free PPI check.
We had claimed back PPI in the past, but it turns out there were some lenders we hadn't checked. The service Stanton Fisher provided was absolutely brilliant. We received over £2,500.
But the claim deadline is set for August 2019, so text CHECK to 80800 for your free PPI check.
Have I got PPI.com?
That's CHECK to 80800.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
Problems through Warwickshire at the moment on the northbound side of the M42. A lorry's having a tyre change, closing the inside lane of the two between town and Tamworth and 11 at Burton, with queues back towards the M6 toll. Looking busy on the London bound side of the M3 through Surrey. Emergency repairs continue. A lane closure in operation between 3 at Lightwater and junction 2 for the M25. And finally, still big problems for the eastbound side of the M20 through Kent. Completely closed. Investigation work of an accident continues between junction 2 for the A20 and 3 at the M26 link. That's the latest. I'm Stephen Beach.
Join BT Infinity right now and you'll get our lowest ever standard price. And you won't pay an activation fee, saving you £50. It's £24.99 a month on a 12-month contract with £9.99 postage. But hurry, this offer ends soon, and by soon I mean the 19th of October. So join BT Infinity today at bt.com/deals. Be there, BT.
Prices may change. Price for month 13, £34.99 per month, 30 gigabytes usage. Terms apply. To verify, see bt.com/smarthub.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Indeed. Good afternoon. It's Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes, and we will be talking about today's big story. Former Tory party chairman Grant Shapps, who no one really likes very much, is leading a possible coup against Theresa May. He's claiming he's got 30 names on a list of MPs that want her gone. 48 names triggers a vote of no confidence. If she loses that or quits, that triggers a leadership election. Them's the rules. But given that Grant Shapps is probably best known for using fake names to promote his business interests, in 2012 he was caught using an alter ego through the 2005 election campaign, and also deliberately changing his birthplace to tie in with wherever he was standing for election at the time. It stands to reason that 29 of those 30 names could all well be his, with the 30th one being Grant Shapps. Multiple personalities and questionable business practices that are a major embarrassment to the Tories was what was said of him at the time. But now he's got the Prime Minister in his sights, so are her days numbered, or is Shapps, or one of his alter egos, barking up the wrong trees of May? I'm not even sure he's real, Grant Shapps. Anyway, he may well be a character played by the prankster Simon P45 man, Brodkin. Ian Dunt. He's editor of politics.co.uk, and I'm fairly sure he is real. Hello, Ian.
Hello.
Good to talk to you. So, what do we make of this, then? Grant Shapps, is he going to succeed with this?
No, I don't think so. To be honest, I would have thought that his name was coming up all the time yesterday as people were sort of talking about what was going on, what was the response going to be to Theresa May's speech. I think that by the time he came out today, she would have been quite relieved, really, that Grant Shapps is the name of the person sort of organising these letters. He doesn't have much of a following in the Conservative Party.
Mm.
He's mostly a bit of a left behind. I mean, he was, you know, part of the Cameron wing, pretty much got frozen out of that, and then the Cameron wing fell out of power within the party itself. So she'll be probably quite relieved with that, and I think it sort of says something about where the efforts to undermine her are.
Yeah.
His is the most prominent name attached to them.
Does he, I mean, what would be his motive for this? I mean, is he just trying to get back to a prominent position? Is that, because he's surely not thinking of standing himself, so he, you know, he's got to have had a reason for this, or is it really he's got the party's best interests at heart?
I don't know, and I can't speak to his inner thoughts. There's always a variety of things going on. Sometimes there is, you know, some kind of personal reason for their own leadership ambitions, and just because someone happens to be highly and demonstrably incompetent shouldn't make you think that they won't try to go for the leadership. People have a very twisted sense of their own capacity in politics.
Yeah, well, that's...
But there's also something else, really, which is it can be quite useful for politicians to keep their names being mentioned. Now, if you think to yourself, when was the last time you really heard about Grant Shapps?
Yeah.
It was exactly that story you talked about when we basically found out that he was two or three different people.
Yes, that's right.
Now, people are talking about him again. So that in and of itself, in almost any context, can still be a very, you know, beneficial thing in politics, even when it's in a fairly negative connotation. I think this would probably be an example of that.
Yeah. And in Theresa May herself, though, I mean, she's you know, the cabinet, you know, we know Michael Gove's come out and backed her for whatever that's worth. You know, he did that with Boris Johnson. Look how that ended up. Are you all right there, Theresa? Coughing in the background? Right? Good. But where does she stand? I mean, how must she be feeling now? Because it's been a couple of days since... you know, and there were so many gate suffixes going on there, from cough gate to P45 gate to letters falling off the back of the wall gate. But, you know, that was a pretty tough week she's had, and the weekend's coming up. I mean, how, you know, and this now this leadership thing, how do you think she's going to be reflecting on it?
So, look, we all know that predictions right now in politics are a completely insane way to spend your time, because we're all being disproved in any of our assumptions on a sort of hourly basis. But she should still feel, I think, pretty confident about where she is. And that's not because she has any real talent or any real support in the Conservative Party. And the thing is that no one really has the incentive to overthrow her right now.
Yeah.
You look, I mean, you know, Nadine Dorries, Tory backbencher, is coming out today and sort of basically saying, look, this is a Remainer plot. They're trying to stop Brexit. They're trying to undermine Brexit. I'm not actually convinced that getting rid of Theresa May would be particularly good for those who are critical of the current Brexit trajectory. She's been relatively pragmatic in recent weeks. The Florence speech was a bit of a change. She's talking about, you know, 2-year transition on current terms. Boris Johnson's star is on the way. And actually, you could very easily, if she gets overthrown, get a kind of a bidding war for a harder and harder Brexit on that wing of the party, which, after all, with the membership, is absolutely dominant. The membership are very, very Eurosceptic indeed.
Yeah.
So, you know, this could go any way. I mean, basically, it's an extremely chaotic situation. I think at the moment, Remainers in the Tory party, Leavers in the Tory party, they look at the situation and they can't really see a clear way in which they would benefit from toppling her. And as long as that remains the case, she has some degree of protection for her position. Now, that doesn't necessarily mean she'll be okay. I mean, it's not impossible to imagine a scenario in which they can get 48 names on that letter. That's the crucial number, 48 names, in order to trigger a vote of confidence in her over the weekend. It's perfectly possible. But for the time being, until there's a really clear way that someone is incentivized to do it for their political outcomes that they favor, it's quite hard to see, really, that someone's going to really take the plunge and stick the knife in it.
I think you're right. And it's a bit of a poison chalice, isn't it, at the moment, the leadership, anyway, because of Brexit and everything else. And we were talking about this the other day, and we sort of drew the conclusion that not even Theresa May wants to be Prime Minister anymore, but she's kind of stuck with it. And no one else wants the job. You know, your Boris Johnsons and your Jacob Rees-Mogg might well be waiting for their moment, but they're smart enough to realise that it's not now, because it's a poison chalice.
The next sort of 15 months will basically be typified in British politics by a series of compromises on Brexit. What's happening now is that all of that really high-flying rhetoric, all of the great big dreams and aspirations of the referendum campaign are coming headfirst into the wall of reality on the European side. And that we've already seen, you know, capitulation after capitulation after capitulation on the British side. There are many more months of that to go. Now, whether they're Remainers or whether they're Leavers or anything in between, people who want to take over from Theresa May would much rather take over from her in April 2019, when the majority of those compromises, embarrassing and humiliating as they will be, have been made than they would now. That has protected her up until this moment. The only thing that's really changed this week is that her sort of incompetence and the damage to her brand is now so severe that there's a real question really as to whether she's even useful to them as some kind of human shield. That's, you know, that's the real question here. But once you get past that point, and I think we are past that point now, you then get into the question of what we were just talking about before, which is the incentives. And that's the bit that isn't quite aligned. And until it is, she's probably just about okay. But, you know, don't hold that against me if it turns out that I'm wrong, because at the moment, everything's changing very, very quickly indeed.
Ian Dunt, editor of politics.co.uk, thank you very much for joining us there. Oh, the latest on Theresa May and Grant Shapps and his letter with 30 names of it. As I say, 29 of them might well be his own aliases. 30th is probably just the name Grant Shapps. But time will tell. In the next half an hour of the programme, we will bring you a roundup of show business. That's what we do on a Friday. A week's worth of showbiz brought to you by a man from TalkSport with no interest in or knowledge of showbiz. Headline hijacks on the way, but just after 1:30, Victoria has got the latest news on Talk Radio.
Talk Radio.
Theresa May insists she has the full support of her top team, despite reports some of her cabinet want her out. She's told reporters she's providing a calm leadership after it emerged around 30 MPs in total want her to step aside. Ex-party chairman Grant Shapps has put a list together, but Conservative MP Nadine Dorries thinks it's a plot by Remainers who aren't happy at her Brexit plans.
This is a botched, failed, pathetic attempt by a bunch of ex-ministers who think they're worthy of better jobs in the cabinet or jobs in the government that they are never going to have.
An 18-year-old from Leicestershire has admitted trying to hack into computers of senior US government officials. A CIA director and Barack Obama's deputy national security advisor are among Ken Gamble's targets. The High Court has ruled an IVF clinic won't have to pay for the upbringing of a child after a woman forged her ex's signature so she could conceive. The father took action after she went behind his back when their relationship broke down. Spain's government has passed a law to make it easier for companies based in Catalonia to move their operations elsewhere in Spain. The region wants to declare independence after an unofficial poll last week. And Ben Stokes won't fly out to Australia with the rest of the England Ashes cricket squad, but he could join them later. The all-rounder is still under police investigation, following his arrest on suspicion of causing actual bodily harm. The weather, a fine day for most, with plenty of sunshine, but rain on the way for the northwest. Highs of 16 degrees. There's more in just under half an hour.
Yes, there is. And in that just under half an hour bulletin that Victoria mentioned there, you will find a lie, a news lie, a made-up story made up by you, please. And it's only there for one reason. That reason, to fool the nation. People not paying attention to this bit of the programme or not even listening because they've gone out for lunch or whatever it might be, do not realise that at 2 o'clock each and every day, there is a BS story there in the bulletin. The B. So, we'd like you to supply it. We'd like you to make it up. Just a couple of sentences. 87222.
Start your message with the word
That's
talk.
All radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
Headline Hijack is on the way next.
Drive with Yasmin Khan on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
I'm Yasmin Khan, and you can join me every Friday on Talk Radio from 4 p.m. with your essential one-stop guide to everything that's hot for the weekend. We'll tell you where to go and what to see.
Entertaining debate, big-name guests, and outspoken opinions.
Drive with Yasmin Khan this afternoon from 4
on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
I said you could eat one. That's what I said, Victoria. One.
No.
One wedge.
Well, maybe you should be clearer.
One wedge. So what happened was earlier, I mean, it's amazing that Victoria can actually read the news in the first place because her mouth was full of potato wedges.
No, I'd swallowed by then.
That she stole from me. So, you all right?
There's a bit of... I'm still hungry, if anything. Yeah.
There's a bit of uncertainty as to whether they were your potato wedges or weren't.
You say uncertainty.
There's a much bigger story behind this, Victoria's
wedge
eating. Yeah, which is the fact that...
Well...
A pizza got delivered to this building.
That's correct. With some... A pizza with some wedges.
With some wedges on the sides and a can of Coke.
Yeah.
And apparently under your name...
Yeah, well, not apparently. There's no apparently about it. When I arrived, reception said, a pizza's arrived for you. Cornelius has taken it. which is theft, for a start.
Yeah, well, But
what do you mean, but? Was it, when, did it arrive for Cornelius? No. Did it arrive for John? Yes.
Did you order
Am
a pizza?
Am I John? Yes, are you?
Did you order a pizza?
Well, that's not the point.
No, that is the point, because you're claiming
point.
It's yours.
It was mine.
But
it was delivered
you've
for
provided
me.
No evidence to support your claim.
It was probably a freebie.
Yeah, but who's going to send you a freebie?
Normally, there's a either a leaflet or an email in advance as to why they would send you a free pizza. I think, and we're all pretty sure that you've stolen someone's lunch from the building.
How have I done that?
Someone else called John. You took it upstairs. Yes, that's because
I got a call from
a very angry receptionist going, "Can you come and get John's pizza, please?
Right,
it's been here for 10 minutes.
Right."
And
well,
I'm going to start eating.
Yes.
So I was like, oh, great, John's... I thought that we had had a freebie.
Yeah.
And then you arrived, only about 10 minutes later, and I went, oh, this pizza's delicious.
Yeah.
And I went, what pizza?
Yeah.
And then it was quite clear that I think we've eaten someone called John's pizza.
Mm. That wasn't mine?
Yeah, someone just in the building who'd ordered it for their lunch. Because also, when companies send free pizza, they don't tend to send one can of Coke. One wedges with it.
Also, I love how no one's actually bothered by the fact that we've probably stolen someone else's lunch.
I'm keeping an eye on my email inbox for an all-staffer saying, does anyone know where my pizza went?
This will all come back to you, because you went downstairs and took the pizza from reception because you stole it.
No, because I was told that there was a pizza with your name on it.
There we go, then. Even pizza was my name on it, it's my pizza.
Yeah, but you weren't expecting it.
Well, maybe I was.
That's not true.
Maybe it's a pizza that was delivered with... You said my name was on it.
That's what our receptionist, Joe, said.
Joe is 100% accurate
written,
at all times.
It wasn't written on there.
No, but but whoever gave her the pizza said, this is for John Holmes. Not Cornelius Mendes.
I mean, they don't sound alike, do you?
Yeah, but I'm your producer. I have to do everything for you.
He's your lackey.
Yeah. Which includes eating your pizza.
Yeah. And then Victoria went crazy on the wedges.
Because I couldn't eat the pizza and I was really hungry. And I love potatoes.
Oh, we noticed. One wedge, I said, you can have.
No, you said...
Gannetting the lockdown.
No, I don't remember you saying one. I just remember you being you can have some wedges.
No, that's not the sentence.
Well, do you know what? When I'm hungry and I can see the food in front of my face and I've already had a taste and you say something, I'm not going to listen to you clearly. So maybe if you want me to pay attention to you in future when there's food around that I want to consume, write it down or hand me the amount that I'm allowed to eat.
Anyway, we will keep you up to date with this pizza
breaking story.
Yeah, just in case anything comes out of it. But if not, it's just a free pizza from a company who we haven't even named.
Well, it was very nice.
Yeah.
Anyway, so to headline hijack then. Made up news in the bulletin at 2 o'clock. And we'd like you to send something in for it, please, because you could well be today's headline hijacker. Cornelius, what's been coming in?
How about this? Simon Brodkin has had a tour show in Manchester interrupted last night when Theresa May ran up on stage and handed him a book on comedy writing.
She should do that.
Before tearing down some of the letters of his name on the backdrop.
See, that's a really good... That's how politics... If Theresa May did that, right, then... Her credibility would go right back up again, wouldn't
absolutely.
It?
Absolutely.
You know, if I was her spin doctor, I'd tell her to go and do that.
Yes, the Prime Minister, who coughed all the way through the prank, is said to have had an official ticket to the show, and questions are now being asked at how this could have happened.
How this could have happened. Who sent that in?
That was from Matt.
Well, it's very good. And this has come in from Jean. In order to prevent landfill waste, recycling officers could be issued with tasers to zap anyone who fails to use the wrong bins. They are cracking down on this. The tasers will be powered by solar power to make sure they remain environmentally friendly. The officers will go through the bins. If they find any mistakes, they'll knock on the house's door and shock the first person to answer.
That's a good idea.
Stop them doing it. Right, over to you. Make the stuff up, please. Here's the number, 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like.
You listen to Talk Radio in the afternoons. We will go through a week's worth of showbiz next with a man from Talk Sport who has no interest in or knowledge of showbiz. I'm John Holmes. It's Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. So, the brilliant new iPhone's finally here. But which network do you go for? What if you could get one that lets you keep any data you haven't used? Or change your plan whenever you want? New Sky Mobile. With the new iPhone. Now there's an idea. The perfect network for your perfect phone. Sky. Believe in better.
Redeem data per 1 gigabyte and use within 3 years. 12-month minimum term. Downgrades effective month following selection.
Winston Wolfe, Direct Line. You're Harry the Plumber.
Yeah?
A successful small businessman like yourself needs protection. Meet Lars and Vlad. They're big.
Hello!
Big shot lawyers, that is. See, they create and check legal documents that you can download. So you're covered. And this legal document service comes with your Direct Line insurance.
Wow.
Yeah.
Direct Line's public liability insurance includes a legal document service. Can your insurance do that? Search Direct Line public liability insurance. New and existing customers underwritten by UK Insurance Limited.
So I get free Love2Shop vouchers in this 500,000 giveaway?
That's right. For every 20 litres of selected Dulux Trade and Armstead Trade paints you buy,
yeah,
you'll get a £10 Love2Shop voucher to spend at over 20,000 stores and online.
Oh, nice.
So, are you off to do that hallway on Hill Street?
Yeah, I am, but only after I've had a look online at what I can spend my vouchers on.
Don't miss the Dulux Trade and Armstead Trade 500,000 giveaway. In store now until October the 31st. T's and C's apply. See online at 500,000giveaway.co.uk or in participating stores for details.
Ah, right. Mrs. Wren says it's that time of year when leaves start changing colour and fall to the ground. As do people when they hear Wren Kitchen's latest offer. Yes, like that. There's now 60% off all Wren Kitchens. And you can get a Zanussi dishwasher for only £149, all when you buy 5 or more units. Oh, my word, they're dropping like flies. Fly down to Wren Kitchens.
Hi, I was hoping to get a price on selling my car. Online, they offered me £3,000.
OK, how about £4,000?
What? Really? Brilliant.
Yeah, great news. We buy any car too, but we pay £1,000 more.
We call that one of life's small victories. Bring Vauxhall a quote from the leading online car buyer and we'll beat it by £1,000 when you trade in your old car for a brand new Vauxhall. Plus, that's on top of our other great offers. Search Vauxhall Buy Any Car. Vauxhall. Isn't life brilliant? Offer and part exchange for new passenger car orders which are registered by 31st of December based on the true condition of the vehicle. Participating retailers only. Terms and conditions apply. See vauxhall.co.uk/webuyanycar2.
Talk Radio Traffic and Travel.
Eastbound side of the M20 through Kent remains completely closed. Investigation work of an accident continues from the early hours of this morning between 2 at the A20 and the M26 at Junction 3. The Londonbound side of the M3 through Surrey, lane closed for emergency repairs between 3 at Lightwater and 2 for the M25. And a lane closing operation northbound on the M42 through Warwickshire, a broken down lorry between 10 at Tamworth and 11 at Burton for the A42. I'm Stephen Beach.
Join BT Infinity right now and you'll get our lowest ever standard price, and you won't pay an activation fee, saving you £50. It's £24.99 a month on a 12-month contract with £9.99 postage. But hurry, this offer ends soon, and by soon I mean the 19th of October. So join BT Infinity today at bt.com/deals. Be there, BT.
Prices may change. Price for month 13, £34.99 per month, 30 gigabytes usage. Terms apply. To verify, see bt.com/smarthub.
Across the UK, online and on DAB. Saturday Breakfast with Penny Smith.
On Talk Radio.
I'm Penny Smith. Join me tomorrow morning from 8 on Talk Radio for the perfect weekend breakfast. I'm going to be reviewing the papers, taking a look at all the best new film, book and theatre releases. And I'm going to be chatting to a whole host of celebrity guests live in the studio.
Saturday Breakfast with Penny Smith. Tomorrow morning from 8.
On Talk Radio, we'll get you talking.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
And a very good afternoon to you. If you're just joining us, what you're listening to with your human ears is Talk Radio. And I am John Holmes. Now, before we bring you a roundup of a week's worth of showbiz, there is the small matter of the news. We've been talking, as you've been hearing, about Theresa May, the Tory leadership plot. Grant Shapps has said he has around 30 names on a piece of paper. If he gets that up to 48 names, that could trigger a vote of confidence. If Theresa May loses that or she resigns, that will trigger
Jacob Rees-Mogg signed it. Yes. How many names does that count for?
Well,
that's three names.
Maybe that's how they're doing it. And as we say, Grant Shapps has got multiple aliases and has been proven to have them in the past.
It's not just that, it's most of the Tory party have double-barreled names as well. So it's not nearly as much effort.
No, you're right. So he hasn't got far to go.
No.
UK productivity has fallen, by the way. That's in the news as well today. Cornelius left his wallet at home. That's in the news today. It's very complicated, isn't it?
Oh, I can't get my head around
it. No, I know.
Can't afford to.
It's all right, though. We're here to help. And the way we help on this programme, of course, is by bringing you the news as analysed in detail through the medium of Japanese poetry. Five syllables, seven syllables, five syllables. It's the news in haikus.
Prince Charles releases turtle on beach, old reptile that will become king.
The news in haikus. And so then to a Friday's worth of showbiz. Well, a week's worth of showbiz. On a Friday, we round it all up and we bring it to you in association with Talk Sport. A man from Talk Sport who has no interest in or knowledge of it. Joe is with us today. Hello, Joe.
Hi, John. You all right?
What is it you do over at Talk Sport?
So I'm a sports writer for TalkSport.com.
Yeah, very good. All right. And I don't suppose showbiz creeps in that much, does it?
Not often.
No.
No.
So, perfect. What have you got for us today?
Idris wannabe pals. Idris Elba and Liam Gallagher reveal they've finally made up 4 years after their infamous bust-up at the NME Awards.
Right, I don't remember that.
It was infamous, John.
Was it infamous?
How can you not remember it if it says it was infamous?
If it had been famous, I might have remembered it.
Okay.
But as it was infamous, I don't.
All over a tussle of hair. Apparently Liam Gallagher's very proud of his hair. For some reason.
Right.
I don't think it's changed much in the last 20 years.
He's actually shaved it a bit now.
Oh, has
it? It's a lot shorter than it used to be in the 90s.
Right. Mm. Yeah, so apparently Idris Elba tussled his hair.
Yeah.
Liam Gallagher didn't like it, took Idris Elba's hat, threw it across the room.
Right.
And that was the spark.
And that was the
four-year-long spat.
Wow. That's a bust-up.
Yeah.
So what's the... where did they... Do we know where they kissed and made up? I mean, is that a...
Live on air with Graham Norton.
Yeah, they were on his show.
Yeah.
Yeah, because it's like... It's almost like Liam Gallagher's got, I don't know, an album out that he's got to sell. And Idris Elba's got a film or something he's promoting, isn't it?
Yeah.
And those stories have come together. It's funny, that, isn't it? What a lucky coincidence for them both that happened now.
Yeah.
When they've both got things to promote. What a handy thing. Good. Well, the good news is at least we know who they are.
That's true.
I mean, most of the time with this show, I don't really have a clue. But
it goes downhill from here, I must admit.
Go on then.
Katie Price is trying to break America.
Right, she's Jordan.
That's right, yeah.
Good.
So she's already one country.
Yeah. So now, what's she going to do with... Well, how's she going to break America?
Right, so she's got this new series called My Crazy Life. And the interesting thing that I thought is that... So it says, The Sun revealed that producers have recommissioned Katie's show after her life had spiralled out of control.
Right.
So it's like, your life is not going well. Let's make a TV show about it. Let's try and break America.
Kind of is her way, isn't it?
Yeah.
What? Has her life spiralled out of control again? I mean,
there was a thing around, I think, last Christmas when she was hosting an awards or at an awards. And she ended
Did Liam Gallagher throw her hat across her?
No. She got very drunk and ended up topless in the toilets shouting at people.
But that's what she does. I mean, Katie Price topless is not news, is it? I mean,
she hasn't actually done that for a while, has she? But
she did it last year in the toilet. She just told me that.
Yeah, but she used to do it in front of cameras for magazines, not just in toilets to shout at people.
Right, fine.
Like, in any situation, anyone topless shouting at people in a public toilet means that they've lost some element of control.
Yeah. Some of their dignity has slipped.
Yeah.
It's fair to say. All right, well, I'm glad, you know, that someone's problems, you know, quite severe problems, possibly, are being exploited For the television, well, in that way?
Yes.
presumably she's happy to do that.
Yes.
But she does. She has to do that because she's got nothing else to do. I mean, I know
she's got Loose Women.
Is she?
Yeah, she's always on Loose Women.
She's a novelist, remember?
Yeah, of course.
Of course she is. I'm surprised she wasn't too busy writing those books that she's written. Herself, definitely, to do. All right, well, she's going to America. Great. What else? What else is happening?
Lauren Goodger?
No.
Lauren Goodyear.
Goodyear? Yeah.
Is that like Mark Goodyear, the old Radio 1 presenter?
Hang on, I think Chloe may know.
Chloe.
Goodyear, I think.
Goodyear.
Yeah, like Googe Street, but Goodyear.
Goodyear.
So not really like Good Street.
I've never heard of her, I don't know.
Okay. Like Good Street, but even more Goodyear.
Right.
She's off of Towie.
Oh, she's at Towie.
Yeah. And I'm an Essex boy, but I've never seen Towie in my life.
No.
Well, you live it.
Well, yeah, that's
you don't need to watch it.
Yeah.
What's she done, this Goodyear? Goodyear.
Right. She... it says that
she sells tyres.
Successfully managed to divert onlookers away from her makeup faux pas with her plunging neckline.
Right.
So apparently her face was a different colour to her chest.
Okay.
But people didn't care because they were able to see her chest.
Right.
I think that's the gist.
And that's news.
Maybe that's what Katie Price was doing in the toilet.
Yeah.
So maybe some mascara had run or something. So she panicked and took her top off.
Yeah. We've all done it.
Yeah.
That's fair enough. Right. So she'd, presumably being town, she'd put some bronzing stuff on or something.
So she was seen on the red carpet somewhere.
Did she not match the red carpet either?
No, I think that's generally the goal for most people on Towie. But this time her face was a little bit lighter.
I see.
And apparently that's a thing that's worth writing a news story about.
Right.
Great. And it also goes into great detail about what many girls from Towie were wearing, which was fascinating to read.
Yeah, please do share that information if it says.
Because
I don't think I could get through the rest of the day without knowing.
Well, Lauren Goodyear.
Yeah.
Goodyear was wearing a tight-fitted jumpsuit, which showed off plenty of cleavage. And she finished off the chic look with a red designer handbag and sexy specs.
Great.
Right. Lovely stuff.
Yeah.
What else have you got?
apparently Jennifer Lawrence was wearing a ring on her wedding finger, and apparently now that means she's engaged to a director person she's been dating for a year.
Okay.
Must be quite a detailed ring to give all that away.
Yeah, I know, yeah. Well, why'd you wear a ring on your wedding finger if you're not married? That's weird, isn't it?
We'll
ask our
newly married
expert
wedding correspondent.
Yes, yes. Yeah. Chloe.
Hello.
Your finger.
Yes. Go on.
So before you were married,
yeah,
did you have an engagement ring on your wedding finger?
Yeah.
So there you go. So
that's standard
practice. So we think she's engaged.
She could be engaged. Right.
At least we know who Jennifer Lawrence is.
She could be. Yeah, that's true.
Do we?
That's true.
Do I know her?
Yes, the actress Jennifer Lawrence from Hunger Games. And
Yeah. I know her now.
Other films.
She told me, this is a true story, she told me how to kill and skin a squirrel.
Wow.
Jennifer Lawrence, she told me, she taught me how to do it. That's true. That's how I know who she is.
That's quite impressive.
It's quite all right, isn't it?
Yeah, I like that.
She genuinely...
We should say that was in an interview. John doesn't just, like...
I don't know her. I mean, she didn't just,
she
like...
She didn't call you up and go, is that John Holmes?
She told me over drinks.
In case you ever need it.
It's Jen here. I got that squirrel you were talking about.
Yeah,
engaged, yeah, I am, yeah.
But, I mean, it says, so like a close source told the People that they are very sweet and they hold hands. Like that
before they're married.
I know.
That's disgusting.
It's disgraceful.
Utterly disgusting.
I know.
I wouldn't hold her hand. It's killed and skinned a squirrel. I wouldn't. It's got all squirrel guts on it. I wouldn't hold that. Great. Next.
Right. Kim Kardashian apparently has a matching designer handbag with her North. Is North... is
with her child.
Is North her child?
She's yeah, Northwest.
Northwest.
Because she's married to Kanye West, and they... I don't know if they're married, North. But they have children.
She's got a ring on her finger. That counts for anything.
They have... two children. Is it one or two? I don't know.
Yeah, their second one is called Saints West.
Oh, yes.
So is North a girl? North is a girl's name. Okay.
Well, it might not want to identify, you know, kids these days, they identify however they like, can't they? So, Christ. You know, it doesn't matter. They're, okay. They're all non-specific gender now, Joe, all of them.
Yes,
So the bag matches the child. Is it made of a child's skin?
Oh, no, it doesn't match the child. Oh. They've got matching handbags. They've got the same handbag.
Oh, I thought that she'd had a bag made out of one of her children hollowed out and had used it as a bag or something.
Ah, now this is interesting. Northwest is actually...
A direction.
One of nine official regions of England, consisting of five counties, Cheshire, Cumbria, Greater Manchester, Lancashire and Merseyside.
Well, weirdly, they're all the names of Jacob Rees-Mogg's kids as well.
Maybe that's where she was conceived. Maybe that's why they called her that.
In Lancashire.
Yeah. In Preston.
Oh, well, I think we're all up to speed now, Joe.
Yeah.
I mean,
wow.
Thank you so much.
You are welcome.
For bringing that to the party.
Yeah, will you come back?
I'd be delighted to come back.
Lovely. Good stuff. There's Joe from TalkSport. Remind us what you do at TalkSport again?
I am a sports writer on TalkSport.com.
Perfect.
And apparently celeb kind of
correspondent.
Expert.
Yeah, that's right. A man from TalkSport who has no interest in or knowledge of showbiz there, bringing us the showbiz on a Friday. You're listening to Talk Radio in the afternoons now. Headline Hijack is on the way. If you... this is your moment. This is your moment to shine. If you want to make up some news, fake news... This is the part of the programme that you get to put your lies into the actual bulletin. Victoria will be here in 2 minutes' time. She'll say the news. One of the stories will be utter, utter lie. And you've made it up. Cornelius, who's today's headline hijacker?
It's Nikki.
Where's she from?
Faversham.
Right. So headline hijack's on the way. Next on the programme... Heist.
Heist.
We're talking Heathrow Heist. We've got the big debate at three. We've got live music in the afternoon. We've dragged a busker in from the streets. And that busker will be performing here in the studio to serenade you into the weekend with music. And work experience punditry. Grace is with us. She is our work experience. We've dragged her in from the office. She's going to be reviewing films for us. And Cornelius will be in a lift. Reading out the texts and the tweets we get from the haters, the abuse we've received all week. Cornelius will be in the lift, reading it out loud as the lift travels downwards through the building. It's a feature we call Con Descending. It's all on the way between now and four on Talk Radio.
Talk Radio. Talk and entertainment across the nation.
Talk Radio.
Give it some lift.
The football's back.
What a chance!
Which can only mean one thing. The Selco Predictor is back. Sign up now at selcobw.com/predictor and use your footballing foresight for the chance to become a millionaire.
£1 million.
Plus, in September, win a Sony PS4 bundle, complete with official DualShock controller and two games. The Selco Predictor. Download the Selco app now or sign up for free at selcobw.com/predictor.
Great news, Mrs. Wilkes. For her first swimming lesson, she did very well, didn't you, Josie?
Yes, I swam all on my own, Mummy.
Good girl. And does she also learn the reverse 1.5 somersaults in the pike position?
Like getting your money's worth? Grab a tasty double cheeseburger. Just £1.49 from the McDonald's Saver menu. From 10:30 a.m, price of participation may vary.
There's no need to scream and shout if your plumbing's gone right up the spout.
There's a local hero for that. If your lights are leaving you in the dark, there's no need for a rude remark. There's a local hero for that. Whether it's plumbing, heating, drains or electrics, we've got a local tradesman who can help. There's no call-out charge and all work comes with a 12-month British Gas guarantee. Book online now. There's a local hero for that. localheroes.com.
Have I got PPI?
Want to know if you've had PPI? Find out with our free PPI check.
The team at Stanton Fisher recently claimed back over £4,500 for me. This money was invaluable, as I'd been out of work for a little while, and it gave me some breathing space.
But the claim deadline is set for August 2019, so text CHECK to 80800 for your free PPI check.
Have I got
That's check to 80800.
The Renault Scrappage Scheme is now on. You could save thousands on a brand new Renault. So say au revoir to your old car. Model exclusions apply. Eligibility criteria apply. Visit renault.co.uk/scrappage.
At DFS, we know how important it is to be comfy. So as the nights draw in, our craftspeople like Barbara here...
Hi.
..go all out to make sure every sofa is carefully handmade to order.
I treat every sofa that I sew as if it's coming to my house.
And she's very particular. And with Autumn Winter Collection sofas now up to half price and available with 4 years interest-free credit, winter's going to be very comfy indeed. DFS. Order now for guaranteed Christmas delivery.
Modern life is hectic. Queuing for the bathroom, packing the kids' lunchboxes, doing the school run, walking the dog, sprinting after the bus, making that deadline, cheeky catch-up with the girlies, then racing to pick up the kids so we're home for tea time. Oh, nothing in the fridge.
Don't come home to an empty fridge. New Tesco same-day delivery. Order by one for delivery after seven. Tesco. Every little helps. Subject to availability, excludes Sunday delivery charges apply.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
We are Talk.
Talk Radio. Give it some lip.
Talk Radio.
In the afternoons, I'm John Holmes. Here's Victoria with the latest news.
Thanks, John. Coming up, PM vows to carry on. Crackdown on ivory and funeral for Corrie's Liz Dawn.
Talk Radio.
Theresa May insists she will keep providing calm leadership despite claims 30 of her MPs want her to quit. Former Conservative Party chairman Grant Shapps has told Talk Radio he has a list which includes one or two cabinet members. Mrs May's ally, Amber Rudd, has written in The Telegraph saying the PM should stay, but today she didn't want to talk about it.
Home Secretary, is the Prime Minister safer now after your article?
I'm really looking forward to the rail summit, which is what I'm in Hastings for. Thank you very much.
Is the Prime Minister safe? Is there still a plot?
Do come and listen to the rail summit. I think it'd be really good.
The High Court has ruled an IVF clinic won't have to pay for the upbringing of a child after a woman forged her ex's signature so she could conceive. The father took action after she went behind his back when their relationship broke down. A teacher who had a four-month fling with a 15-year-old pupil has been jailed for 16 months. 23-year-old Alex Mibriti admitted the relationship, which saw the pair even kissing in a classroom at a school in East London. Plans for a near-total ban on the sale of ivory, including antique items, have been announced to help end elephant poaching. It's currently legal in the UK to sell ivory carved before 1947. Mark Jones from the Born Free Foundation has told Talk Radio 20,000 elephants a year are killed for their tusks.
We have to remind people that the very existence of an ivory trade, a legal trade, fuels demand. It maintains that demand, and it also provides a means by which new ivory from slaughtered elephants can be laundered into trade.
And past and present Coronation Street cast members have gathered for the funeral of much-loved soap actress Liz Dawn. The 77-year-old who played Vera Duckworth for 34 years died last week. Samia Long Shambon, who stars as Maria Connor, and Ken Morley, who played Reg Holdsworth, are among the mourners at Salford Cathedral.
Thank you very much, Victoria.
It's all right, John.
Thank you very, 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 very much.
I don't think you mean that.
Oh, no, I do.
I mean, you were looking at your phone for that whole bulletin, weren't you?
Yeah, more or less.
Yeah.
Is it finished?
I've done that bit. I need to do the weather.
The weather, is it? Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, shall we do that? Do you want to do that?
Yeah,
okay,
yeah.
Here we go. Then is the weather.
Talk Radio National Weather.
Here it comes.
So, fine and dry for most, with plenty of sunshine, but rain's on the way in the northwest later on, highs of 16 degrees.
Thank you very much indeed for that as well, the weather, I mean.
You're welcome, John, yeah.
And is it Toby?
It should be.
Okay, let's find out. Toby, quite possibly, has the pre-recorded sport.
Talk Radio Sports Update.
With Selco Builders Warehouse. Tons of stock on the shelf, all at trade prices. Selco's got it.
Selco, it's where the trade go.
Good afternoon, I'm Toby Gillis. The England and Wales Cricket Board has confirmed England all-rounder Ben Stokes won't be travelling to Australia for the Ashes tour with the rest of the squad on October the 28th. It follows his arrest in Bristol earlier this month on suspicion of actual bodily harm. Stokes, who has had his central contract renewed today, could still play in the Ashes though, with the ECB adding they've yet to make a final decision on his involvement. Legendary striker Ian Rush reckons Wales will cope without Gareth Bale as their World Cup qualifying hopes hang in the balance. The forward misses tonight's game in Georgia, which will determine what they'll need against Republic of Ireland on Monday to finish second. Some think Bale's absence will give 17-year-old Ben Woodburn a chance to start, but Rush thinks they'll go another way.
I'd be very surprised if Ben starts. I think, you know, the experience of Joe Ledley, you know, you've got Joe Allen there as well. Ramsey can do what he wants, you know, I think, and probably Robson can do up front. So basically, I think Chris will go with a bit of experience.
That's your latest sports news powered by Talk Sports.
And finally, after the news that pesto contains more salt than burgers, the Highways Agency is said to be considering plans to use pesto and road grits in prolonged periods of snowy weather. It's thought the sauce made from pine nuts and basil could save as many as 18 slippery snow-related incidents.
Thank you very much indeed, Victoria, for the news, and Toby for the pre-recorded sport.
What are you doing?
Don't know. 6 minutes past 2 o'clock. We're going to talk Heathrow Heist next.
Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
So hello then. Grant Shapps outlines his plans to rob Theresa May of her leadership across town. Some Heathrow Airport security guards have been busy stealing £7 million in cash in a heist, quote, worthy of a Hollywood movie. They've been convicted of the crime now. One of the biggest thefts in British criminal history. An inside job, a criminal gang who planned a fake robbery to cover up the fact that they were the ones doing the robbing. It involved a toilet, some cable ties and some cigarettes and a van. It's like a much less glamorous Ocean's 11, but where George Clooney, Matt Damon, Brad Pitt and the other ones are played by some arses from Slough. The papers are full of it today, as you will imagine. They love a heist, the newspapers. And rightly so, because it's that kind of audacious plotting and all that planning that goes into it. Because it piques our interest. We all love a good heist story. Wensley Clarkson is a crime writer and loves them too. Hi, Wensley.
Yeah, hello there. Thanks. Hi, good afternoon.
Very good. Thanks for joining us. Now, so talk us through this a little bit, if you would, because as I say, everyone loves this kind of story. What is it we love about a heist?
Well, I suppose, as you touched on just now, it's to do with the organisation behind it, the planning, the fact that the criminals themselves consider it art, in a sense. It's the artistic version of... I suppose it's the nearest thing to art in crime, because they have to be very creative to pull it off.
Yeah.
But this particular gang failed in one extraordinarily blatant way, and that was... They needed the inside men. It was the inside men who actually did the majority of the work. Mm. But, of course, any heist is going to be foiled by the police, even after it's committed, if they have used inside men. Because that's the first thing the police do. They always check out the staff of the security company, and then they keep going back to them over a period of time. And if you look back in criminal history, every single major heist which has had an inside man has been, in the end, solved by the police.
Yeah, and so is it a case that people don't realise that then, or is it's worth the risk?
It's greed and it's a fever. And as one robber I knew explained to me, it was more exciting and more satisfying than taking any drug. Because when you pull it off, even if you end up being nabbed a few days later, the feeling of elation is extraordinary.
Yeah. And regarding the plan that they had then, I mean, talk us through it a little bit, because I think one of them sort of pretended he'd been tied up by a mystery, obviously someone who didn't exist in the end, in a ditch. Someone else went on a toilet break. Talk us through it.
Well, yeah, I mean, they stopped the van. One guy went to the loo, claimed that within seconds or certainly minutes the van had been stolen, but he actually sat on the loo for 20 minutes, made a phone call with a secret phone that was then found later by the police, smoked a cigarette, no doubt left the butt in the loo. So that was a bit stupid. Meanwhile, his mate ended up being tied up in a ditch somewhere away, the van having been driven off by one of their accomplices. Mm. It took the police 48 hours to work out that these guys were involved. And then another element, which always brings these heists crashing down in terms of the criminals, is that one of them decided to give evidence against the others. and he's the only one that pleaded guilty. He will get a shorter sentence as a result.
Yeah.
They had it all steeped against them, but the only thing they've done, which is in criminal terms brilliant, is they've managed to hide the money. The police have not found one penny of that £7 million. And that's quite an achievement.
It is. That sounds incredible, doesn't it? That they've got them, and even someone who turned on the others, but still they're not saying where the money is or what happened. So presumably it has been laundered, hasn't it?
This is how it works. Basically, it's been taken over by other professional criminals. Their job was to launder it, but I would imagine they probably kept most of it. Because this is what always happens. It happened with Brinksmad, it's happened with many other heists down the years. Basically, it's not the criminals who carry out the actual robbery who end up with the money, it's the criminals who handle the money afterwards. And if these guys go to jail, as they are, it's music to the ears of the launderers because they'll just keep all the money.
Yeah. And when they weigh this up and in terms of a payday, the people who are involved, are they thinking, well, even if I do time for this, you know, is it a case of, but I'll have £1 million or whatever it might be on the way out?
No, it isn't, because what will happen in the next year, I imagine, as it's happened with the Hatton Garden robbery a couple of years ago, is there will be an examination of all their finances. They'll be brought back to court and they'll be told they'll serve a longer sentence if they don't cough up the money. And I actually feel sorry for them, because I shouldn't imagine they've got any control over that money anymore.
Yeah. And what would have been the process then? So they've gone away with the money, and as you say, then other criminals sort of come in. But what's the, you know, we hear about money laundering all the time. But what exactly is that? How do you get £7 million into the system?
Well, you make it. Presumably these notes were brand new or near to it. So first of all, you have to make everything look very dirty. You split up these notes into tiny denominations. You start putting them into various businesses. You might go and invest quite a lot of this money in one loss-making business and then try and claim tax against it, claim everything against the expenses in this loss-making business. And also, criminals still have stashes. So it's possible that somewhere half this money, or maybe a third of this money, is sitting somewhere in a stash and buried in the countryside somewhere in England or probably Spain.
Right. So we should all technically go out with... somewhere around the area of Slough with spades.
Possibly. I think they may have gone a bit further than Slough, but otherwise you might spot it from an aeroplane.
Yeah. All right. Well, look, fascinating stuff. As I say, this is they're talking about it, you know, I think the quote was, you know, something out of Hollywood made into a movie. I mean, it's, you know, heist movies happen all the time, but I mean, did it for you as someone who knows about these kind of things have those elements, the sort
no,
of film?
It didn't. It was a bit of a sad bunch of people who did it. They didn't pull it off. It was hardly glamorous to be sitting on the loo for 20 minutes puffing on a fag. And to be frank with you, I think they were quite bumbling in the way that they pulled it off. But the criminals who got that money, as I said earlier, they're the ones who are laughing.
Yeah, I can't see George Clooney sitting on a toilet for 20 minutes smoking a fag.
Not a pleasant thought.
No. Wensley, thanks so much for joining us. Wensley Clarkson, crime writer there. On this Heathrow heist that's all over the papers today of these wannabe Ocean's 11 team from Slough who, well, cocked it up a bit, it seems, in many ways. We were going to talk about the Royal Navy as well today, because you may have seen this. This is also in the news. The Royal Navy could lose ships in planned cuts. Now, these ships are the Fight on Beaches ships. That's what they call them, right? Mm-hmm. So these are the ships they have that could... are designed to assault enemy-held beaches, OK? And Ministry of Defence obviously need to save money, so these are ships. They're called HMS Albion and Bulwark. Going to be taken out of service under the proposals and part of a package of cost-cutting measures, of course. It's caused alarm among senior Royal Marine officers. As you'd expect, the MOD have said that it's pure speculation. However, with speculation in mind, I mean, what would technically happen if... You know, Churchill, Sir Winston Churchill.
Mm, thanks for clarifying. I thought you meant the insurance company.
No. Sir Winston Churchill had to deliver that famous speech if he hadn't had any means of fighting on the beaches. I wonder what that might have sounded like.
We shall fight in France. We shall fight on the seas and oceans, in our armbands and with our rubber dinghies. We shall fight with declining confidence and decreasing strength in the air. We shall defend our island, but within a cost-effective structure. We shall not fight on the beaches. We shall not fight on the landing grounds. We shall never surrender to getting sand in our underwear. And if, which for a moment I do not believe, this island or a large part of it was subjugated and starving, then we shall retreat from the coast and hide.
Winston Churchill there, speaking to the nation during the war.
That we lost?
That we lost because of no fighting on the beaches equipment, apart from some armbands. It's Talk Radio in the afternoons. On the way, brand loyalty testing. We have our end of the week quiz next on Talk Radio in the afternoons.
Talk Radio, 24-hour radio debate and entertainment.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking. Stoptober is back, and this year it's bigger than ever. Over a million people have used the Stoptober 28-day Stop Smoking Challenge to help them quit. And Stoptober's got loads to help you stop for good, like the free app, the online community, and face-to-face support. Plus, you can use patches, gum, even e-cigarettes to help you kick the habit. Keep it up for 28 days and you're 5 times more likely to quit. So come on, join in, because Stoptober is bigger than ever. Search Stoptober for all the support you need to quit smoking for good.
So, start of the week, I'm on the edge of my seat with Game of Thrones. By the middle of the week, I'm seeing stars with Tin Star. The next thing you know, it all kicks off with a league of their own. You see, with Sky TV, I can enjoy Sky Atlantic's big screen drama and 45 channels of catch-up TV, all for £20 a month. And right now, there are great broadband offers too. Search Sky Bundles. Sky. Believe in better. £20 standard setup, Sky Q kit loaned at no cost, new 18-month TV contract, terms apply.
The Renault scrappage scheme is now on. You could save thousands on a brand new Renault. So say au revoir to your old car. Model exclusions apply. Eligibility criteria apply. Visit renault.co.uk/scrappage.
Selco Builders Warehouse proudly presents Selco's Deal of the Week.
We've got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the train goes.
Get down to your nearest Selco this week and get a Velux GGL MKO 4-centre pivot roof window for only £179.99 ex-VAT. But hurry, this offer ends 8th of October. Find your nearest branch at selcobw.com.
We've got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the train goes.
Ooh, winter can hit you hard if your boiler's not up to it. So make sure your home or business stays a step ahead this winter with a new boiler from British Gas for half price. You'll still get our full fixed price guarantee and our full 5-year warranty. And you'll only pay full price for the installation. Oh, and don't worry, you will get a full boiler. It's only the price we've cut in half. But hurry, this half price offer ends 31st of October. Get yours now and be a step ahead this winter. Search British Gas new boiler. Conditions apply.
So how was South Africa?
It was incredible. We saw lions,
here we go.
Buffalo.
Why did I ask? I could be a McDonald's eating a South African steak. Two 100% British and Irish beef burgers, beechwood smoked bacon and smoky barbecue sauce.
And then the elephant grabbed the crocodile.
Yeah, wrap it up. It's not around for long.
Sometimes, a taste is all you need. Great Taste of the World is back at McDonald's. Try the South African Stack with the smoky barbecue sauce. Here until Tuesday, the 17th of October. Available after 10:30 a.m., subject to availability, participating restaurants only.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
Problems on the eastbound side of the M20 through Kent is completely closed due to investigation work between 2 at the A20 and 3 for the M26 turning. Diversion via the eastbound side of the A20. London bound side of the M3 through Surrey, a lane closed due to repairs taking place between 3 at Lightwater and 2 for the M25. And the southbound side of the M6 through Cheshire, very slow. That follows an accident in the roadworks between 17 at Sandbach and 16 at Crewe for the Hay 500. That's the latest. I'm Stephen Beach.
Size, space, style, and safety are all equally important when it comes to deciding which SUV is right for you. That's why we're hosting the Ford SUV Weekender to help you choose. Come and take a look at the Ford EcoSport, a compact, well-equipped SUV, perfect for the city or wherever life takes you. Or the rugged-looking Ford Cougar, ready for handling anything you, the road, or weather can throw at it. And the Ford Edge. If you're looking for space, comfort, and an even more commanding driving position, this is the one for you. Whatever you're looking for in an SUV, we're sure you'll find it at the Ford SUV Weekender. Come and join us at your nearest participating Ford dealership between the 13th and 15th of October. Ford, Together, we go further.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
So, a very good afternoon to you, if you're just joining us. Well, much chat we have had about Theresa May, of course, the leadership bid. You'll be aware that Grant Shapps has 30, count them, 30, he says, names on a list that will... Well, it could see the end of Theresa May if it gets up to 48. That would trigger a vote of confidence. If she loses it or resigns, that means a leadership contest. Anyway, Ian Dunt, we spoke to earlier from politics.co.uk, he pretty much thought that it wasn't going to happen, and that Grant Shapps simply isn't important enough to be able to trigger it in the first place. So that's all been going on as well. But this is the 1922 committee. Of course, you need to write to them with the names of 48 MPs to trigger that leadership contest. That's the gist of it. But we're much to talk about all afternoon, not least what's been happening over this past week. We have our brand loyalty testing end of the week quiz now. Looking back over my shoulder. As we look back over the shoulder of the past few days. Three questions, a sort of what happened next scenario. On the line to play today, Katie. Hello, Katie.
Hello.
Hi, Katie. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm all right, thank you. And what do you do, Katie?
I work in marketing.
Marketing. Where do you work in marketing?
I'm in Guildford.
In Guildford.
Just for a small company.
A small company in Guildford in Surrey. Well, it's very nice to have you on, Katie. And I imagine in that, in your office, you've had nothing but talk radio on 24 hours a day for the past week, right?
Right.
Yeah, it's all you've been listening to, isn't it?
That's all I've been driving the girls mad with.
Yeah, good. So you will, I'm sure, be well placed to answer our quiz questions. Now, what I've got for you, Katie, are three questions. It's a very simple what happened next kind of thing, right? You get a clip of something that happened on the programme, and then you just have to tell us what happened next. Do you think that's all right? Are you all right? You're all right with that?
I'm feeling fairly confident.
All right, so let's give it a... Let's give it a go, then, with today's end of the week quiz. Here we go. Here's question one, Katie, in marketing in Guildford. On Tuesday, after the sad news of the death of Tom Petty, Victoria from the News said that Paul McCartney had been leading the tributes. Cornelius had a question about this.
How do you... Who nominates who leads the tributes?
Is it the most famous?
Yeah, I think there's a... Is it? Do they pick straws? Do they get all the famous people round and then draw straws as to who leads the tribute? So maybe Bob Dylan was there, Paul McCartney, we said Chris Martin from Coldplay.
You'd imagine there'd be an app for that nowadays, because to gather all in the room would be very difficult for all these
but they do, because if you've ever seen when somebody famous does die like that, the alert has to go out, doesn't it? And they have a great big... Like the bat signal.
Okay.
Right, you know, from Batman in the sky on a cloud, they switch that on, and it shines up into the sky, and all the celebrities can see it, and then they have to assemble. Celebrities assemble in a underground cave. So that's all true. That's what happens. But where did we decide the secret cave was, Katie? Is it in A, Leighton Buzzard? This is the secret underground celebrity cave where they all go when another celebrity dies. Is it B, Godalming? Godalming.
Godalming. Godalming.
Godalming. Colonel Godalming. Godalming. Or is it C, Tring?
Oh, I'm going to go with B.
Godalming.
Godalming.
Let's find out.
Just don't say where the cave is, okay?
God, I wouldn't do that. Anyway.
Godalming.
Yeah. That's where it is. Godalming. Correct, Katie. Well done.
Yeah, Cornelius near is, you, Katie.
Cornelius is, yeah.
Godalming.
In Surrey. Keeping score, aren't you, Cornelius?
Yes.
Yep. That's one so far.
Yeah, I've just drawn it.
Question number two. On Wednesday, we went live to our reporter, Alex Dibble.
Blip, blip.
Who was live during the clearing up part of the Tory party conference in Manchester. Any news of how high they stack chairs for the Tories?
Now, I'm going to have to poke my head around a door to see this.
Go on then.
Oh, it's chaos. Absolute chaos, isn't it?
Is it?
25 high, at least.
Whoa.
No.
I mean, that's typical, isn't it? Typical Conservatives there, isn't it? Just riding roughshod Over. That's not a party of compassion.
You know what that is? They're building new tower blocks.
Yeah, that's not. What it is, yeah, they're trying chairs. Social housing. Yeah. Come and live on the chair at the top. Ah, but in fact, you see, you thought the Tories didn't have many seats, but it turns out they lost seats of the election, but they're all stacked up in that hall. Anyway, Alex then went on to interview a lady who was stacking crates. What was her MSN, maximum stack number? Was it A, 2? Was it B, 3? Or was it C, 4?
I'm going to go with C.
4 crates. Let's find out.
I see you've got crates here. How many crates are you stacking?
Well, there's 1, 2, 3. There's 3 there.
It was 3.
I like how she had to count.
Yeah, she couldn't just glance. She has to be quite specific. 1, 2, 3. It's like you adding up the points, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's similar. There's another point there. No, she got it wrong.
No, she
There's
got
no
it
point.
Wrong.
There's no point there.
Good one.
Yeah. Question number 3, Katie. In marketing in Guildford. Here we go. Finally, we had hot guest action from the comedian Daniel Sloss. And here he is talking about when he was a paintball referee.
Imagine all the joys of paintballing, which is basically, yes, you get hurt, but you get to hurt other people. Take that away. I was 16 years old, and I was taking out just horrible groups of stags and hens who were drunk at like 10 in the morning up in Aberdeen. And they're all wearing camouflage and have markers, which is the guns and paintballs. And I'm there, bright red. So kids will be shooting me and they'll be like, it's broken. And I have to give them my working gun, right? And they put the ammo in and then I'm fixing it while they're still shooting me. Because if you haven't seen anyone in 30 seconds, you're like, I bought the paintballs, I'm firing at someone. I'm not wasting these on trees and I don't got the confidence to think I hit a bird.
But what then did Daniel Sloss, the comedian, say the one advantage about his job as a paintball referee was? Did he say A, it was a handy cheap way to colour up some old dull clothes? Did he say B, he was a sadist and he loved pain? Or did he say C, the bruises he'd get on his neck looked like love bites?
I'm going to go with C.
Let's find out.
The one advantage was, right, the only place of your body that's not really covered by something is your neck. You've got the face there. I didn't tell anyone I was a paintball referee for a couple of weeks for 2 reasons. One, I didn't want people asking for free tickets. And 2, if you get a paintball hit on the neck, it does look like a love bite. And when you're 16 years old...
There you go. So that's another point there, Cornelius.
Okay.
The point scoring. Right, 3 questions. We now need to go to Cornelius, who's been working out your score, Katie, in marketing in Guildford. It was out of 3, Cornelius.
Okay. Katie, you have scored.
Yes.
1, 2... 2 points!
Well done, Katie. Over my shoulder. I mean, you weren't quite listening as well as you could have been, I'll be honest with you. You know, you could have got the maximum 3 there, but 2 is not a bad score, Katie. Thank you very much indeed.
She was busy marketing.
She was busy marketing in Guildford, though. It's the end of the week quiz. At the end of the week on Talk Radio, Friday, of course. On the way, work experience punditry. No plans for the weekend? How would you like to go and see films? You might be thinking, but what film, John? Well, allow us to help, because Work Experience Punditry today is a film review. Our work experience will be here, dragged out of the office and shoved in front of the microphones to get real-world experience. We tell them it's a leg up into the industry. That is a lie. It's that we don't have to pay them. The big debate at 3... All of the texts and tweets we've got from the haters over the past 5 days will be read out by Khan. Hi, Khan.
Hello.
From the lift as it travels downwards through the building, a feature we call Condescending, and we've got live music for you in the last half an hour of the programme. We've dragged a busker in from the streets, quite literally, and they will be serenading you into the weekend with music. It's Talk Radio in the afternoon. I never wanted to say goodbye. Talk Radio. And at 2:30 precisely, Victoria's got the latest news.
Thanks, John. Theresa May says she is providing calm leadership despite details emerging of a plot to kick her out of Downing Street. Grant Shapps, the former Conservative Party chairman, says he's got the support of up to 30 Tory MPs, which is 18 short of the amount needed to force a leadership vote. He's told Talk Radio the damage was done to May's time at the top of the Tories months ago.
And the problem that you've seen this last week, and I'm talking about the disarray over the summer and then at party conference amongst the cabinet itself, is because the authority has gone, and that authority went with the election failing so badly.
A father's been told an IVF clinic was not negligent, even though his ex-partner was able to conceive after forging his signature. The man, who's not being named, wanted to seek damages for the cost of raising the child, but the High Court has ruled against him. His daughter was born in 2011. A teacher has been given a 16-month jail term for having a relationship with one of her pupils at a school in East London. She had a four-month fling earlier this year with the 15-year-old and met up in a hotel in an empty garage and in her car. Some of the most famous Coronation Street actors are coming together to remember Liz Dawn at her funeral at Salford Cathedral. The 77-year-old who played Vera Duckworth for 34 years died last week. And after his arrest outside a nightclub last month, it's been decided Ben Stokes won't be flying out to Australia with England's Ashes cricket squad, but he could still join his teammates at a later point. The weather, a fine day for most, with some sunshine, but rain on the way in the northwest. Highs of 16 degrees. There's more news in around half an hour.
And there's also more news in 1 hour, of course, Victoria,
yes,
because at 3:30 each and every day we like to bring you bonus news. And that's because Victoria's bulletins are too small. There's only 2 minutes there. And that's not enough to get all the news that there is actually in, is it?
I mean, if I was getting all of the news in, I probably just wouldn't stop speaking. Because there's a lot of news out there.
I know, and that's why we have bonus news to cover everything off. Animal, vegetable or mineral news. Today it's...
Animal news.
Animal news.
Animal news.
Yes.
I haven't started, no. But I do know that there was a pig on the loose in the West Midlands, and it actually injured a woman. So I'm probably not going to do that, but that happened.
Badly.
She had to go to hospital.
Sure, right.
It hurt her legs.
She could have ridden the pig to the hospital, though.
I think
that's not what happened.
If a pig ran into your legs, it would hurt. I think.
Yeah. Mm.
I think that's
an unruly pig.
Mm. In the West Midlands.
It was Darlaston.
Do you remember the? You won't remember this. There used to be a television program called Pipkins.
No.
Cornelius,
is it a horse?
No.
Pipkins was a children's television program. It was on at lunchtime. When I used to go home from school for lunch, I used to watch Pipkins, and the characters in Pipkins, one of them was called Hartley Hare.
Okay.
Hartley Hare.
What's this got to do with anything?
I'm getting there. There was Octavia, who was an ostrich who lived in a sandpit.
Okay.
And Pig.
Called Leg Smasher.
No, Pig was just called Pig.
Oh, really?
Oh, why didn't they give Pig a name?
But was he a pig?
Yes, he was an actual pig.
Okay.
He wasn't a chimpanzee. He was a pig. And he was called Pig.
Why didn't they give him a name?
But
that makes sense.
The reason I mention it is because he had a Brummie accent.
Was it made
So it may be the same pig from Pipkins running amok years later.
I mean, John, you're in your late 40s. I don't think pigs have as long a lifespan as what you're indicating.
Well, I don't know.
But this was a showbiz pig.
Yeah.
It's like, look at... look at Ronnie Wood and Mick Jagger, who are still working. And they're really old. They're like 103.
Yeah. So
and they're still working because they're in showbiz.
So Pig.
Pig's in showbiz.
From Pipkins. From
still alive.
I hope you haven't defamed Pig.
Pig is in the kitchen. Yeah. Anyway, that's why.
Also, why are you going home for lunch? We bullied or something and had to escape from the other children.
No, it's because
it's like a preventative measure.
It's because
we
every
shouldn't
time
laugh
I,
at bullying, but it would be fun if it happened to you.
Hmm. No, the reason I went home for lunch is because if I took lunch to school, someone from the newsroom would steal all my wedges.
I think what you're doing here is you're making things up.
I'm not. I used to go home for lunch. What's wrong with that?
That's not a normal thing.
Well, it was then. I lived quite near the school, so I used to pop home for lunch.
Mm, okay.
To watch Pipkins.
I find it weird that there was children's TV on at lunchtime.
Yeah. There used to be, yeah.
Weird.
Yeah.
How times have
Everyone's
changed.
At school.
Not anymore. Oh, and they are now.
Yeah.
They weren't then. Anyway, shall we...
get on with it.
Yeah, some prokes, shall we? Yeah?
Yeah.
All right, don't yawn. What's wrong with you
That's
two?
How I feel like that.
The pizza made me tired. The mystery pizza.
The mystery pizza. Right, I'm not explaining all that again. You're just tuning in. There was a pizza, it turned up. No one knew where it came from. We all ate it. It probably wasn't ours.
I didn't eat it.
You ate the wedges.
Yeah.
All right, stole the wedges, by the way.
I had permission to eat one.
Work experience punditry on the way next.
Start your engines, petrol heads, and don't miss the Motor Show. It's automotive for the people on your radio. Sports cars, pickups, 4x4s, GTI or coupe. What convertible is best to buy for a bloke who wears a toupee? He's the motor mouth with the V8 brain. His car know-how is stunning. Listen to Revved Up Andy J and get your motor running.
The Motor Show with Andy J.
Expert car talk that doesn't use a sneaky gadget to improve emissions.
Tomorrow afternoon from 3 on Talk Radio. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
And we will be talking film with Grace. Hello, Grace.
Hello.
Hello. Now, Grace is doing work experience. We've dragged her in here out of the office to review films for you for the weekend. It's part of work experience punditry. We do music, we do telly, we do hipster nonsense, we do geeky, gadgety stuff. But on a Friday, it's your films for the weekend. So, where are we starting, Grace? Cinema, is it?
Yeah, cinema, yeah.
Okay, what have you been to watch?
I went to go and watch Goodbye, Christopher Robin.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yes, I know this. I haven't seen it.
Yeah, so it's the story, the Winnie the Pooh story, about the child in the books.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's actually, I thought it was going to be more Winnie the Pooh based, but it was not, which I'm slightly glad about.
Right.
So what it was is, it's set after the First World War, so in general there's kind of a lot of sadness and melancholy already existing in that time, and it's about the little boy in it, and... So there's a struggling writer who was in the First World War, and A.A. Mill?
Yep.
Yeah. And so he was a playwright, but who basically, after he'd been to war, couldn't face much. He was kind of struggling with the world. And eventually he ends up writing the Winnie the Pooh stories, and so the fame kind of takes over Christopher Robin's life, and he just doesn't like it, and it ends
So this is the origin of the books, essentially.
And they, you know, so I've explained that really badly. Sorry. So Billy Moon, who's Christopher Robin, gets left with his dad for a few days, and
Theresa May.
Yeah, she's my inspiration. Yeah. Yeah, and they end up going to the forest and going on walks and they end up making it as their stories. And then the fame follows Christopher Robin and it just ruins his life.
So is Christopher Robin real?
He's real, but in the film, his real name is Billy... No, his real name is Christopher Robin, but he's kind of known as Billy Moon.
Right.
And Billy Moon's the kind of son, and they base the story is Christopher Robin, so they're actually two separate...
It's quite confusing, isn't it?
...in a way.
It's got more aliases than Grant Shapps.
But it's a really good film, actually. Really, it's really sad, which is nice.
Is Pooh Bear in it? Is it like Paddington, where he sort of turns up all animated?
No. No, he's just a 1920s bear.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Should we hear a clip?
I'd like nothing more than that. Let's have a clip.
Yes, please.
What's it called?
Goodbye, Christopher Robin.
I say, you're most awfully good at climbing trees.
Who are you?
Oh, stay exactly like that. Lovely. Like a wood spirit.
Excuse me?
Oh, Brown. Mary Brown. The Times. Good heavens. You must be Nanny. As in Vespers. The Nanny with the blue dressing gown. The one that God blesses.
I'd just as soon not, if you don't mind. Billy, come down. If you'd like to speak to Mr. Milne, please be so good as to telephone to him and make an appointment.
But I don't want to speak to Mr. Milne, you see. I want to speak to Christopher Robin.
I'm afraid that won't be possible today. Billy, let's go.
Why do you call him Billy?
My proper name is Milne, but when I was small, it came out Moon. I'm good at coming down trees too. Did you notice?
Oh, I did. I also noticed that you have cardboard tied to your legs.
In case of dragons.
I say, you don't know where I can get some of that dragon-proof cardboard, do you?
That's
enough, dear. I mean, it's such a bother when the dragons set fire to my stockings.
Good day to you.
Did you get it?
Sorry. What year was this set?
I think it's 1941.
I didn't know that email then. I wasn't aware.
Sorry.
Did you not hear the email?
Oh.
During that clip, there was an email alert that went off, which I think probably was on your laptop, Cornelius, was it?
No? I know what it was. It was, and I know this for a fact. I know it was Chloe's email because I was the one who emailed her.
Right, during her making that clip, you mean?
No.
Oh.
Oh, it could have been.
Yeah. So yeah, what I was, Chloe made that clip on her a computer, but you emailed her during it.
Yeah, oh, it might not have been my email.
So the email... Email alerted during the recording of the clip.
I didn't realise.
It was like, oh, goodness, this is a turn-up. 1945, they got email. Whatever. Oh, wow. I mean, I like... They spoke exactly how I would like them to speak of that era. My stockings are on fire. I mean, it's terribly good.
Yeah,
there we are.
Yeah, extremely... Yeah, very well posh, I was going to say. Yeah. Kind of ironic. But yeah, Margot Robbie, obviously, she's Australian. She plays the mum. And she's very, very well-spoken. Like, so, you know, like, just to a point that it's too overly well spoken, yeah. You know.
Who's this for? Who's it going to appeal to?
Actually, I think it's for adults, and it's kind of like an anti Winnie the Pooh story. Actually, it kind of, after you finish watching it, you don't really want to read the stories again.
Oh,
because it's
that's probably not the idea they had, but okay.
But it's because it's sad. It's a very sad film.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Well, all right. Well, if you want to be sad over the weekend, then that's great.
Good.
There's, if you want to be good and sad over the weekend, there's Grace's recommendation for the cinema. We're going to take traffic and travel, of course, and then we're going to do what? TV and streaming, presumably?
Yeah.
Okay. That's coming next on Talk Radio in the Afternoons. It's Work Experience Punditry. We've dragged Grace in from the office, and she's doing the films for us.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Ah, right. Mrs. Wren says it's that time of year when leaves start changing colour and fall to the ground. As do people when they hear Wren Kitchen's latest offer. Like that. There's now 60% off all Wren Kitchens. And you can get a Zanussi dishwasher for only £149, all when you buy 5 or more units. Oh, my word, they're dropping like flies. Fly down to Wren Kitchens.
We all like to feel our money is safe. That's why I, an ordinary little piggy bank...
I'm becoming an armour-plated, rivet-reinforced, titanium-clad piggy bank.
And your money is just as safe too. Because should anything happen to your bank, building society or credit union, the Financial Services Compensation Scheme protects up to £85,000 of your money. Search FSCS Protected for more information.
Tomorrow, your copy of The Sun could feel heavier than usual.
Oh, yeah?
In some cases, £50 heavier. But don't worry about putting your back out. We're giving away free cash.
Woohoo!
Look in the paper and you could find a real fiver, a tenner, a 20, or even a £50 note.
Cha-ching!
Don't miss out. Pick up your copy of The Sun tomorrow.
Hi, I was hoping to get a price on selling my car. Online, they offered me £3,000.
OK, how about £4,000?
What? Really? Brilliant.
Yeah, great news. We buy any car too, but we pay £1,000 more.
We call that one of life's small victories. Bring Vauxhall a quote from the leading online car buyer and we'll beat it by £1,000 when you trade in your old car for a brand new Vauxhall. Plus, that's on top of our other great offers. Search Vauxhall Buy Any Car. Vauxhall. Isn't life brilliant? Offer and part exchange for new passenger car orders which are registered by 31st of December based on the true condition of the vehicle. Participating retailers only. Terms and conditions apply. See vauxhall.co.uk/WeBuyAnyCar2.
I fitted another one of those Valent EcoFit boilers today with a V-Smart.
V-Smart?
Yeah. It lets my customer control their boiler from anywhere through an app.
That's smart.
And it can help reduce bills too by making it work even more efficiently.
That's smart too.
It shows energy usage and it'll even connect to a smart home.
That's really smart. Why is it called V-Smart then?
At Valent, we're with you all the way. So our EcoFit Pure Range is compatible with V-Smart to give complete control. Search Valent V-Smart for more.
TradePoint catalogue is out now, and to celebrate, we're giving 10 lucky TradePoint members the chance to win £1,000 worth of Amazon vouchers. Just make a purchase at any TradePoint counter before the 29th of October for your chance to win. See in store for more details. T's and C's apply. Trade only.
TradePoint! Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
Problems in Derbyshire for the northbound side of the M1. Two lanes are closed due to an accident between 28 at Alfreton and Tibshelf services. Northbound M11 through Essex very slow due to an accident closing one lane. Two motorcycles involved between junction 8 for Bishop Stortford and junction 10 for Duxford at the A505. And finally, the clockwise side of the M60 through Greater Manchester, Exit Slip Road remains completely closed and vehicles overturn at Junction 19 for the Three Arrows roundabout. That's the latest. I'm Stephen Beach.
Size, space, style and safety are all equally important when it comes to deciding which SUV is right for you. That's why we're hosting the Ford SUV Weekender to help you choose. Come and take a look at the Ford EcoSport, a compact, well-equipped SUV, perfect for the city or wherever life takes you. Or the rugged-looking Ford Kuga, ready for handling anything you, the road or weather can throw at it. And the Ford Edge. If you're looking for space, comfort and an even more commanding driving position, this is the one for you. Whatever you're looking for in an SUV, we're sure you'll find it at the Ford SUV Weekender. Come and join us at your nearest participating Ford dealership between the 13th and 15th of October. Ford. Together, we go further.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast. Weekday mornings from 6 on Talk Radio. Maximise your morning mojo.
I beg your pardon.
And get turned on to the new Fearless Breakfast Show that can't keep its mouth shut.
I'm Paul Ross. Join me from 6 on Talk Radio. If it's on your mind, get it on the radio. The big new station for the whole of the UK, you lucky people.
Supercharged. Charged radio that demands a reaction.
Plug in to Paul Ross and make your morning hum.
The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast.
Weekday mornings from 6.
On Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
In the afternoons. Good afternoon. It's Talk Radio. And we are talking about films for the weekend. We're also talking about the news. Of course, Grant Shapps has admitted he's one of the ringleaders, if not the ringleader, of the plot to oust Theresa May. We'll be talking about it quite a lot today, of course. This letter he's got with 30 names on it, he says 48 names would trigger, according to the rules of the 1922 committee.
I'm surprised Sky News don't have a counter for it. They love a counter, don't they, on their screen. But they don't have a counter. It's just very basic graphics today.
Yeah, you're right. Just going up every just time.
Every time a new name is signed, Grant Shapps texts them.
Yeah, next one. And we're just watching it get to 48, the cut-off point. Like a swingometer there as well, perhaps. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, they could go to town on it, but no one has, because it's really not much of a story, if we're brutally honest. Anyway, it's very complicated, though, isn't it?
Oh, I can't get my head around
it. No, don't worry about it. Nobody can, and we're here to help. And the way we analyse the news on this programme is in-depth, and you don't get more in-depth analytical news analysis than Japanese poetry. Short form oriental verse, 575. That's the strict number of syllables. You're right, Teresa?
Yeah.
As we bring you the news in haikus.
Theresa May hangs on by her fingertips, like that letter F.
Yeah. The news in haikus. That was at the conference, of course. The letters, the F off, didn't it? just like Grant wants her to do. Grant Shapps wants her to do. Anyway, it's Tour Radio in the afternoons. We are talking films for the weekend. And we are doing it with Grace, who is our work experience. We've already done the cinema. But now, we turn our attention to the small screen. Grace, what's next?
You got some new music.
Well, I've got lots of choices. Thank you for noticing.
I've never heard that before.
There you go. I like to mix it up a bit, Grace.
This isn't new. No, but Grace, we've had this since day one.
Yeah, but Grace is new, so she hasn't heard this one.
Okay. That's one. Fair play.
New to Netflix is a film called Veronica, which is a Mexican psychological thriller. Mm. So a woman starts seeing a new psychologist in the psychologist's home in the forest. After her old psychologist mysteriously disappears, they both start getting to know each other, and eventually they kind of get into each other's heads, and it has very interesting consequences.
Okay. And before we talk about it anymore, we should have a clip. It's called
Veronica.
Veronica on Netflix.
Cuando tú ganas, yo no te digo nada. No queda leche en la nevera, cambio.
Ahí en la galería, cambio.
¿Verónica? ¿Verónica? Hola. Irene, ven, que el avero se ha congelado. Verónica.
Oh, really?
It's a big comedy then.
Funny jokes there.
Oh, yeah.
It's in Spanish then.
Yeah, but you know, I'm so fluent at Spanish that I forget that the subtitles.
Yeah, that's right. Well, I mean, I was reading the subtitles during that audio clip.
Yeah, it was a funny. Yeah, that was.
And
good.
And it sounds good. Yeah. So it's a. I mean, what's it? Compare it to something. Is it sort of when you say it's a sort of thriller?
I can't think of any thrillers now.
But is it? I mean, what is it? It kind of. It's not a horror film, is it?
No, it's not a horror film. It's just psychological. It's okay. It's just a thinker, and then there's a twist that's like one of those whoa moments. But I won't tell you this one.
Yeah, good. So, obviously it's in Spanish, but it's got subtitles. But what? I'm looking at your face, and I can't quite work out whether you liked it or not. I'm sort of going.
I liked it. Yeah, it was good. It was good. It was good. It was black and white as well, just to make it even more pretentious.
I could hear that.
Yeah, that really came out. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's good. There's lots of suspense. Not much happens in it. Just a few dream sequences and things. But it is good. Just suspenseful and twisty.
If it came up on your Netflix though, because you watched this, watch this. What other thrillers would come up on your? Are you a big thriller fan, Grace? Is this the first thriller you've ever seen?
I feel like it might be. I feel like I have nothing to compare it to. All I can think of is weird kids programs. That's
what?
The thing that's coming to my mind. I don't know why.
Compare it to a weird kids program then.
Brum.
Ah, Brum.
What's Brum?
It was this car, that tiny little car that used to come to life and drive around. Was it Birmingham? Presumably.
Yeah.
Like the pig in Pipkins.
Yeah.
That we were talking about
just
earlier.
Just like the pig in Pipkins. Yeah. Brum used to drive around.
Pig.
I can't remember what else happened.
He just drove around. See, nothing happened, but it was suspenseful.
Yeah.
This conversation's taken a turn, hasn't it? A bit weird, this film review. It's like a psychological thriller that's like a kids' programme with a car set in Birmingham.
Yeah.
It's like an analysis that never been heard before nor since. All right, well, it's on Netflix now.
It is,
presumably.
Yeah.
You're recommending it.
I am.
What are we going to do next?
TV film.
TV film of the weekend. All right, what is it?
Happy Feet.
Penguins.
Penguins.
Yeah.
This is a genuine kids film that has not got scary bits in it. It's about a penguin who lives in a world where everybody can sing, and he's the only one that can't sing, but instead he can tap dance. But people don't like him for being able to tap dance, and so he gets exiled.
It's a documentary, isn't it?
It is a documentary. The Samuel...
Samuel L. Jackson. We've got a clip of Happy Feet.
Yeah.
I don't know whether it's in penguin language, Spanish, or what it's in, but let's find out.
Good morning, class. Right. Well, today we begin with the most important lesson you will ever learn at Penguin Elementary. Does anyone know what that is? Anyone? Anyone? Someone? Seymour?
Fishing?
No. Mumble?
Don't eat yellow snow.
No, that's not it. No.
It's our heart song, miss.
Thank you, Gloria. Excellent, yes. Without our heart song, we can't be truly penguin, can we?
No.
But, my dears, it's not something that I can actually teach you. Does anybody know why? Anyone? Anyone?
You can't teach it to us, ma'am, because we have to find our heart songs all by ourselves.
Well done, you.
It's the voice you hear inside.
Yes.
Who you truly are.
Yes, thank you, Gloria. Excellent, lovely, thank you. So, let's all be very still now. Take a moment and let it come to you.
I got one.
One at a time. Yes, Seymour.
Don't push me, cause I am close to the edge. I'm trying not to lose my head.
Yes, I like that one. I could really get jiggy with that. Lovely.
Penguins. I don't know whether I've seen that or not. I thought I had, but I didn't recognise any of that.
Yeah, I feel like it's one of those films that you always see in, like, blocks. You know, you always see, like, the first 15 minutes and then, like, half an hour in the middle and then an hour.
Yeah, you might be right. Yeah.
Yeah. But it's good. It's just a Happy Kids film, isn't it?
Is it a film... When did it come out? Happy, a long time ago now.
Quite a while ago, yeah.
Is it a film of your childhood?
No, I'm not.
No, we're not that.
I don't know how old it is. I don't know how old
it is. No, this will be about 7 years ago, I reckon. I'll look it up.
And again, it's one of those things you... So when did you say it was on?
So it's on 4:55 on ITV2 on Saturday.
That's kind of the perfect time for it in a way, isn't it? That's exactly what you'd expect as well.
2006 it came out, so 11 years ago.
There you go.
But still a bit too recent for me and Grace.
Well, I don't know how old Grace is.
Neither do I.
She might be... How old are you?
27.
Yeah, you're right. She was. She'd have been like, you know, so... Not really. Yeah. Good. All right. So Happy Feet is on tomorrow. ITV2.
Yes.
At 4:55.
Yes.
Veronica, the Spanish film that's a little bit like the child's programme.
Yeah.
Brum.
Yeah.
But black and white and Spanish.
So there's two films called Veronica that came out this year. I should have clarified that. and they're both Spanish. They're both Spanish language. One of them is a horror and one of them is a suspense thriller.
Oh, no, you're confused. Wow. We were confused enough.
Yeah. You'd think that when they made that, though, they would have tried to clear that up.
Yeah.
And I maybe should have cleared it up.
But, are you sure they're not, like, one's a sequel?
I mean, maybe.
It'd be called Veronica 2, wouldn't it, idiot? So. Mm. Anyway, and then in the cinemas, the Winnie the Pooh origin story is called...
Goodbye, Christopher Robin.
And it's sad.
It's sad but good.
Sad but good. There we go. That's the opinion of Grace. So there you go. Films of the weekend. Grace, thank you very much indeed. You can go back to the office now and photocopy something.
Cool. Thank you.
Right. So, work experience punditry. Yes, on the way, the big debate at 3 o'clock. We'll bring you live music for the last half an hour of the programme as we drag a busker in from the streets of London to perform for us here in the studio. And Cornelius Conn.
Yeah.
We'll be in the lift.
Oh, yeah.
As it travels downwards through the building, reading out all of the texts and tweets we've got from the haters over the past 5 days. It's still time to hate us. If you want to be included, 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
And then some hate. It's Talk Radio in the afternoons. The news is on the way next.
Talk Radio, the 21st century dream team of dialogue, debate, and discourse.
Talk Radio, give it some lift.
Have you seen my keys anywhere?
Are they in the dining room?
Nope.
Library?
Nope.
Indoor pool?
Nope.
Outdoor pool?
Ah.
Nicer problems to have. This Friday, there's a £168 million EuroMillions jackpot. And two guaranteed UK millionaires. EuroMillions. Only from the National Lottery.
Estimated. Jackpot is capped at €190 million. Rules and procedures apply. Players must be 16 or over.
Witch Doom Wolf. We all have those days where bed stuff comes in threes. You get woken early to find a body on your bed, some schmuck stains your best suit red, and you get a burst pipe. It's the nail in the coffin, right? Well, Direct Line will get you an emergency plumber within 3 hours. See, good things also come in threes.
Emergency plumber within 3 hours for an uncontrollable water leak with Direct Line Home Plus Insurance. Based on 86% of responses March to June 2017, excludes Highlands and Islands. Extreme weather conditions may extend response time. Terms and cover limits apply.
You're on the touchline, freezing. And as your little girl glides across the pitch and scores in the top corner, you think, I can't feel my toes. You take out your phone, tap the Hive app and adjust the smart thermostat to make sure it's nice and cozy when you get home.
Join over 500,000 people using Hive Active Heating and you could save up to £130 per year on your heating bill. Search Hive to discover more. Hive, let's get living. Hive services require broadband connection. Terms apply.
It's here. It's one of over 1,000 great used vans, and it could be yours.
What's that coming over the hill? Van Monster! Van Monster!
Van Monster has a huge choice of used vans across the UK, all with 6 months warranty and the Van Monster price match guarantee. Like these 2014 Ford Transit Customs from under £9,000 plus 20% VAT. Find your next van right now at vanmonster.com.
When your growing business is hiring, you don't need lots of candidates. You need the right candidates, fast. You need Indeed.com, featuring an algorithm that positions your job posts where quality candidates are and screener questions that zero in on the best talent. Post your next job on Indeed, the UK's number one job site. For a limited time, we're giving new users a £50 credit to post a sponsored job. Claim your £50 credit at indeed.com/redeem. That's indeed.com/redeem. Terms, conditions and quality standards apply. The UK's number one job site, according to Comscore.
Win up to £17,000 of kitchen and appliances. Now I've got your attention, let me tell you a little bit more. Juicen have teamed up with Quest to give away a kitchen up to the value of £17,000, including a choice of appliances. Nice. Entering couldn't be simpler. Just visit questtv.co.uk/kitchen giveaway until the 13th of November. Win up to £17,000 worth of kitchen with Juicen and Quest. Now that's a quest we would all love to do. questtv.co.uk/kitchen giveaway. Terms apply.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio. For those about to talk, we salute you. Talk Radio.
At just after three. Good afternoon. It is Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes. Victoria's got the latest news.
Thanks, John. Coming up, May insists the Cabinet is united. Corey Starr say goodbye to Liz Dawn. And new emojis.
Talk Radio.
Theresa May has responded to reports of a plot to oust her as leader of the Conservative Party. Former Tory chairman Grant Shapps has told Talk Radio he has a list of around 30 Tory MPs who want the Prime Minister to go.
I don't think she should lead us into the next election, and this is a list made up of people who agree that she shouldn't lead us into the next election. And furthermore, given that the conference didn't go all that well, I think we'd prefer that she went sooner rather than later, but that the timescale is something that she should set out.
Here's the PM.
What I think is necessary for the country now, what the country needs, is calm leadership. That's exactly what I'm providing, and I'm providing that with the full support of my cabinet.
Meanwhile, it's understood her trip to China next month has been postponed because Beijing is prioritising a visit by US President Trump. A father has lost a damages claim against a London IVF clinic after his ex forged his signature to use frozen embryos. The High Court found the clinic had not been negligent. A female teacher who had a full-blown sexual relationship with a 15-year-old schoolboy has been jailed for 16 months. The 23-year-old admitted having the four-month fling. Stars of Coronation Street are attending the funeral of the soap's much-loved actress, Liz Dawn. She played the role of Vera Duckworth for more than three decades. It's claimed nearly 9 in 10 UK vets have experienced intimidation by clients against them or a member of their team. A survey by the British Veterinary Association found the cost of treatment is one of the main reasons behind threatening language or behaviour. Women and younger vets are also significantly more likely to feel targeted. And Apple has released a new set of emojis, including gender-neutral faces, an orange heart and an apple pie. A hedgehog, giraffe and a cricket are among the new creatures that have been added.
For Christ's sake.
What's wrong with that?
I mean, is that... And that's news, is it?
Yes.
I have a question.
Hello, yes, Chloe.
Why is there still no ginger emoji?
I've been wondering this too. Have you got the new update?
No.
I might check because I downloaded it specially to check the new emojis and I haven't checked them yet.
So what is the? A cricket?
A cricket, a giraffe, hedgehog, apple pie, orange heart and a gender neutral face.
Oh, for God's sake. What? Really?
Yes.
What, so you can just... What? What's that for? Why is there a giraffe as well?
Why not?
Is it a gender-neutral giraffe?
I don't think it's big enough to tell.
Right. Because that would be the correct thing to do. Because if we don't know whether it's a male or a female giraffe,
mm-hmm.
and if the giraffe it wants to identify as...
I think all of the animals, they're just gender-neutral, aren't they?
Animals are gender-neutral, are they? All of them.
Emojis of animals.
Oh, right, I was going to say. Animal news. That's a revelation.
It's not my new theory. Right. I'm not a scientist.
Okay, well, that's true. Yeah. Good. Is there not a ginger, then? Is
that there what wasn't, historically.
Really?
I...
So what they've done, they've put gender neutral over ginger.
Well, that's I want to check. My phone is out there and yeah. I downloaded it. So maybe I should.
Well, as
get
we know, ginger
sport.
People aren't allowed to breed. You know, one ginger
that's
person
not
is
true.
Not. No. If a ginger person mates with another ginger person mm-hmm. and they have a child, it's born with cloven hooves.
That's
and
that, not true.
And they, you have to keep
that's
them in
offensive.
A wall. You have to keep them in a walled garden.
That's actually offensive.
It's not.
I know a whole family of gingers.
Well, have they got cloven hooves?
No.
Do they
fingers and toes.
Do they have to be
and the right amount.
Do they have to be kept in a walled garden away from...
No, they have a house.
Yeah, well.
Which is not a walled garden.
don't know why you're being offensive. You claim to be the man who loves the diversities, but by what you're coming out with now, it doesn't seem like it.
I don't think that's offensive, is it? I'm
offended.
Saying about the gingers.
Offensive things, made up things.
My husband is ginger.
I know he is. But you're not, which is why you're allowed to breed. It's absolutely fine, Chloe.
That's great logic, yeah.
Yeah, there you go. There, have you got the weather?
Yeah.
There it comes.
Talk Radio National Weather.
A fine day for most, with plenty of sunshine, but rains on the way for the northwest, highs of 16 degrees.
Thank you very much indeed, Victoria. Mm. And now here's Toby with the pre-recorded sport.
Talk Radio Sports Update.
With Selco Builders Warehouse. Great trade prices could be closer than you think. We're opening new branches across the UK. Find your nearest Selco at selcobw.com.
Good afternoon, I'm Toby Gillis. Gareth Southgate admits he may be forced into setting England up differently for the World Cup to how he'd like them to play. They were uninspiring in qualifying for Russia 2018 with a 1-0 win over Slovenia last night. Southgate says his plans for the tournament may be different to his longer-term intentions for the side.
What would be my desire and an ideal way of playing and what we have to do over the next year are maybe two different things.
Wales legend Ian Rush has told TalkSport they can still reach the playoffs without Gareth Bale over their next couple of games. They go to Georgia this evening, needing a win to ensure their chances remain in their own hands. Bale, though, is injured. And Pep Guardiola, Jose Mourinho, Maurizio Pochettino and Arsene Wenger have been nominated for the Premier League Manager of the Month award for September. Harry Kane, Sergio Aguero and Kevin De Bruyne lead the nominations for the player gong, alongside Romelu Lukaku, Alvaro Morata, Newcastle's Jamal Lascelles and Pascal Gross of Brighton. That's your latest sports news powered by TalkSport.
Thank you, Toby, there with the sport and Victoria with the news. Talk Radio Friday afternoon, the big debate is on the way.
Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Here we go. In America, top Hollywood producer Harvey Weinstein has said he is sincerely sorry for being a bit hands-on with some of his employees. While here, far from top Tory Grant Shapps, says he's sorry but Theresa May needs to be a bit more hands-off with her prime ministership in the sense that she needs to be not there at all. That's what he's been saying. Of course, he's drafted a list of MPs who think she should go. She has now reacted to that, saying she's going to be just getting on with the job. Grant Shapps, of course, the former party chairman who stood down from his job as Minister for International Development in 2015 following allegations of bullying, is now bullying the Prime Minister by waving a letter around that he says has these 30 names on. So far, it's 30, although given that he's also been caught in the past using fake names to further his personal business interests, there's every chance, as we've been talking about, that all of the names on that list are his. Now, on the line, I said the word letter there, of course. Percy's on the line, called Talk Radio. Good afternoon, Percy.
Yeah.
It is, though, isn't it?
Well, it depends on your perception.
Right. What is your perception? Because I understand that letters, and we're talking letters of the alphabet here, aren't we? You don't think...
I thought we were talking about lettuce.
No, letters.
Like as in a BLT.
No.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I did think that was a bit of a weak topic for a debate. What's the actual topic?
Letters.
Oh, yeah, that's way better, yeah.
Yeah, okay. So we'll do that. This is like the alphabet. You're against the alphabet, basically, aren't you?
Yeah, I mean, you can't spell Hitler's polyp without letters.
No.
Sold for 200,000 in Sotheby's last week.
Yeah, and that's right. But if we got rid of letters, which is what you're calling for, what are you suggesting we use instead?
Well, I think we should go back to what they used to use before we had the alphabet, when they just used to write in sounds.
Yeah.
Like moo.
Yeah. Moo.
That's one of them.
Yeah. What's another one?
Kirkit. Jürgen
Schnecken. Yeah, I was going to stop you there. That begins with S.
Oh. Well, we'll get rid of that one.
All right. Well, let me stay on the line, because I'm going to bring in Pingu, who's online. Well, good afternoon, Pingu.
Good afternoon, John.
Thank you very much for calling. Now, you're in favour of keeping the alphabet, keeping these letters that we...
Yes, absolutely. I was listening to Percy's gormless drivel there, and it's interesting that he takes a historical slant, because letters, of course, are brought back to England by Sir Francis Drake.
Francis Drake, that's right.
Yes, and he presented them to Queen Victoria.
As a gift.
As a gift. And she took them and ceremoniously opened her flaps for her beloved Prince Albert. To give a damn good licking.
Yeah, well...
Now, he did this with enthusiasm because he was so excited by the novelty of the occasion.
Yeah. And well, look, the fact that she wrote letters and posted them is what popularised them, and you're absolutely right when you say that. Yeah. And she was the first. That's why we have letterboxes with ER on, isn't it? Because that was a typo. It should have been V for Victoria, but it was a typo. And that's why the letterboxes have, because she popularised letters that she wrote, and then she would lick the envelope, wouldn't she? To be clear,
absolutely,
and stick and that down and post them. Yeah,
she could confidently boast to the land that she would have her box well stuffed in time for Christmas.
Right. Now I want to talk about alphabet soup.
Let's talk about something else then.
So, alphabet soup, right? So this is...
No, we've said we're talking about something else, or are we going on?
No, we are going on. This was a move in Sweden. Okay. This was a trial they did in Sweden.
Where they
took alphabet soup, but they took the alphabet out of it, is the point I'm making. So they were just
in
left
Sweden
with soup, yes, and then they used soup instead of the alphabet. So newspapers, you'd open a newspaper, it'd be just full of soup. Books, soup, contracts, soup. And it eventually became impossible to read anything because it was just soup. So it failed. So if you get rid of letters, it would leave us with, well, soup for a start.
Preferable to most Dan Brown novels, I think.
That's
books made of soup.
True,
aren't they? Yeah, what? Or even dare I say it, Portrait of an Idiot as a Young Man.
The book for which I won the Nobel Prize for Literature this week. What do you make of this? The idea that
John's book was literature?
What do you make of the idea,
Pingu? What do you make of that idea?
Just the idea in general. I think it's a fantastic idea.
Okay.
We learned today that...
We're having a conversation. Anyway, I used to write letters to Adrian Childs. Remember Adrian Childs?
I do remember Adrian.
I will never forget him.
I used to just wipe my my bum on the paper.
Yeah.
And you know, some people say that isn't writing, but it is how J.K. Rowling works. I mean, steal it from Tolkien.
Right.
But, you know, I got in trouble for that, and if it wasn't for letters, I wouldn't have been in trouble.
Right, so you're saying... But you're calling for letters to be removed. So if we take letters out of the equation...
Rid of them.
Then that's getting rid of algebra. If letters out of the equation, it wouldn't be algebra anymore.
Well, okay, what about this? SS, KKK,
no.
UKIP, LBC.
Yeah.
I think it's pretty clear what letters cause, don't they?
Yeah, well...
No. Without letters, we wouldn't have the alphabet, which is one of the best mega gambling shops in my local area.
Right.
Keeps me amused for hours and stops me committing random acts of Congress.
Right.
At the fruit and veg section of my supermarket.
Let me just bring this back on track. Hold on a minute. Let me just bring this back on track. Okay. Right, because this is what the government are saying at the moment, right? Now, there are 26 letters.
Or the one in Sweden?
This one. There are 26 letters at the moment, all right? We know that. Right? The government have said by 2018, 40,000 more letters, right? Added to that 26.
Oh, that's right? Rank.
Well, but is it?
Yeah.
Oh. All right. Yes or no? Yes or no?
Right.
Yes or no?
No way.
Hang on.
Yes.
Wait.
No.
I'm gonna give you some examples. Yes. I want a yes and a no.
Okay.
A.
No way. Like a. The Fonz.
Just A.
A. No. No.
A.
B.
I. No.
C.
A.
C.
D comes next.
I'm missing that out. E.
That's the only letter I like. Good old E down the pub.
Right.
mean, this guy on the other line sounds like one of these letter pushers.
Yeah.
You know, these dealers. You're pushing letters to young kids on places like Sesame Street, and it makes me sick.
Makes me rich.
About the idea that young people can't even get on the letter ladder? I mean, people can't afford letters anymore, can they? You know, we've got this. Young people can't afford even the letters to spell the word ladder because it's expensive.
Yeah, but the ladder is very difficult. You've got to get the ladders in the envelope.
Yeah.
They don't quite fit. I mean, let's keep this simple, right? A is for argument, which is what we're having now.
Yes.
Okay.
Or no.
And B...
Sorry,
you've lost me.
Go on. B is for what this other chap is talking, which is clearly a load of old balderdash.
Yes, balderdash, yes.
And C... It's for what we think we can all agree he actually is, which is a massive, total,
all right. So the contestants in the debate,
You can't play Radio Hangman for the under-5s without letters.
No, look, and the point is...
I think, John, you'll agree then that we should get rid of
letters. I agree. Up to that point, then, yes, we should get rid of letters. But if we do, you've got the idea that numbers... Look, if numbers are mounting a coup against letters, you need 26 numbers to sign a letter. And that triggers a vote as to whether or not we need letters, right?
Yeah.
So are you saying there are 26 numbers that don't want letters anymore? And have you got those numbers? Because if you haven't, then this whole no confidence in the alphabet is a moot point, isn't it?
Look, we're in danger of turning this debate into a farce with this.
Into gibberish. I mean, letters are the squiggly things we carefully select... To form words into sentences, to make some kind of vague point, which I think, John, you're struggling with here, and possibly on a daily basis.
Yeah. Well,
that's true.
That's right. Can you?
Okay. Word?
Can you sum up the debate for me in a word?
Could you can. Yeah.
Yeah. Go on then.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Go on then.
Done that.
Yeah.
Okay.
What was it?
Yeah.
Go on.
Slapdash buzzsawers.
Thank you, Percy.
Oh, that was a good one. I'll go for Hitler's polyp again.
Okay, thank you very much indeed. Do we need letters? The alphabet, really. Tough on letters. Tough on the causes of letters. What do you think? Do we need them? There are 26 of them. The government is saying 40,000 more by 2018. Do we need 40,026 letters? Some people say we do. Others say we don't. That's the point of the debate, isn't it? So we live in post-Brexit Britain. We've got mini-eggs and wasps. Why do we need letters? 87222.
Start your message with the word
Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any letter you'd like.
This is Talk Radio in the afternoons, and that, confusingly, was the big debate.
Talk Radio. Contact Talk Radio. Call 0344 499 1000. Text Talk and your message to 87222. Text costs 25p plus your standard network rate. Or you can tweet us at Talk Radio.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
When you run your own business, being in the right place at the right time can make all the difference. And as the UK's number one commercial vehicle brand, we understand this too. That's why at the Ford Transit Show live event, we'll give you a free sat-nav when you purchase a new commercial vehicle, so your business can be in the right place at the right time, every time. Visit your nearest Ford dealer between the 7th and 15th of October. Ford. Together, we go further.
The free entry-level satellite navigation system available across the Transit range, excluding base and Tourneo series vehicles, to be contracted between the 7th and 15th of October 2017 and registered between the 7th of October 2017 and 30th of June 2018. Offer available to retail and eligible fleet customers only at participating Ford dealers, not available with any other promotions.
You take the Cadbury Pots of Joy chilled dessert from the fridge. You anticipate the taste of the real melted Cadbury milk chocolate, the creamy yumminess begging you to peel back the lid. Then you remember, you're still in the supermarket. Cadbury Pots of Joy chilled desserts. Cadbury Dairy Milk, Cadbury Caramel, and right now special spooky Cadbury Scream Egg for Halloween. Free the joy!
Winston Wolf. We all have those days where bed stuff comes in threes. You get woken early to find a body on your bed, some schmuck stains your best suit red, and you get a burst pipe. It's the nail in the coffin, right? Well, Direct Line will get you an emergency plumber within 3 hours. See, good things also come in threes.
Emergency plumber within 3 hours for an uncontrollable water leak with Direct Line Home Plus Insurance. Based on 86% of responses March to June 2017, excludes Highlands and Islands. Extreme weather conditions may extend response time. Terms and cover limits apply.
Darling, what's wrong?
I missed a call. It was that big order. And when I called back...
He'd already gone with another supplier. Oh.
Why? Why didn't we have e-receptionist answering and directing our calls? Avoid the horror of the missed call from just 30p a day with e-receptionist. Visit ereceptionist.co.uk for your free 30-day trial.
Free trial must be cancelled within 30 days to avoid fees.
TradePoint catalogue is out now, and to celebrate, we're giving 10 lucky TradePoint members the chance to win £1,000 worth of Amazon vouchers. Just make a purchase at any TradePoint counter before the 29th of October for your chance to win. See in store for more details. T's and C's apply. Trade only.
TradePoint! Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
In Dorset, the A31 in both directions is closed with queuing traffic due to accident investigation work between Wimborne Road and the A341 at Merley Roundabout. The M60 anti-clockwise in Greater Manchester, there's a lane closed and a lane closed on the entry slip road from the M56 due to an earlier accident and oil spillage at junction 4 for Sharston Link. The M6 southbound in Cheshire, one lane blocked and very slow traffic due to an accident between 17 for Sandbach and 16 for Crewe. I'm Paul Jenkins.
You take the Cadbury Pots of Joy chilled dessert from the fridge. You anticipate the taste of the real melted Cadbury milk chocolate. The creamy yumminess begging you to peel back the lid. Then you remember, you're still in the supermarket. Cadbury Pots of Joy chilled desserts. Cadbury Dairy Milk, Cadbury Caramel, and right now special spooky Cadbury Scream Egg for Halloween. Free the joy!
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
So, what do we know? What do we know today? We know that former Conservative Party chairman Grant Shapps has admitted that he's one of the ringleaders of the plot. The so-called letter that needs 48 names in order to trigger a vote of confidence in Theresa May. He says it's got around 30 on it. The rumblings, the machinations of Westminster. Theresa May's commented on it now, of course, saying that she's just got a job to do and she's going to be getting on with it, irrespective of this so-called plot to oust her. Most people think it won't go anywhere. Grant Shapps hasn't really got that much of a following in terms of the, in terms of the Parliament, really, at all. He's MP, of course, but, you know, he's not one of the big names. The Cabinet all say they're behind Theresa May. The majority of the party, we understand, seem to be as well. This is all after her speech, of course, on Wednesday at the Conservative Party conference in Manchester. So that's all going on in the news. It's all very complicated, isn't it, all this?
I can't get my head around it.
Many people can't, Cornelius. We're here to help, of course we are. And how do we analyse the news? Japanese poetry, of course. 5 syllables, 7 syllables and 5 syllables. It's the news in haikus.
Could lose fight on beaches, ships. Hope we don't declare war on crabs.
The news in haikus.
Because we'd have to wait for them to come in land.
Yes. Good. Right. Cornelius?
Yes?
Go away. You need to be in the lift.
Oh yes.
For condescending is on the way. Con, hi Con.
I'm gone.
Yeah. He's going now out of here to the lift in the building because he's got in his mortal hand all of the haters' tweets and texts that we've had over the past week or so. And he, instead of ignoring them or reporting the senders, we read them out live from the lift as it travels downwards through the building. It's a feature we call condescending. So as he makes his way to the lift, let's give him a little bit of time to do so because he might not be there. He'll have to wait for it and so forth. But it's all right because it's Some Request Friday. On Some Request Friday, we bring you speeches and talks. Not music, not like on Radio 2. Simon and Mayer will take your requests and your dedications for music. We can't do that. We don't have the right licence. We're a talk radio station. So all we can do is play you speeches and talks that you request. Here's one that's come in. Hi, John. Con. Chloe, Victoria, Ben Fletcher, Denny, Joe, Dibble, Lauren, and everyone in the building except Alex Farrell. Can you throw on the Indianapolis speech from the film Jaws and wish my Auntie Irene a happy birthday? She's 49 today. She really loves the Jeremy Vine show, but he never reads her shout-outs, so I guess you'll have to do. I'm going to tell her to switch on her radio now. Peace out. That's from George in Washington. Well, George, yes, we can, of course. Especially for your Auntie Irene. Happy birthday. Here's the speech from Jaws.
Japanese submarine slammed two torpedoes into our side, Chief. He was coming back from the island of Tinian to Lady, just delivered the bomb, the Hiroshima bomb. 1,100 men went into the water. Vessel went down in 12 minutes. Didn't see the first shark for about half an hour. Tiger, 13-footer, you know that when you're in the water, Chief? You tell by looking from the dorsal to the tail. What we didn't know was our bomb mission had been so secret. No distress signal had been sent. They didn't even list as overdue for a week. Very first light, Chief. Sharks come cruising. So we formed ourselves into tight groups. You know, it's kind of like old squares in a battle, like you see in a calendar, like the Battle of Waterloo, and the idea was, shark comes the nearest man, that man, he start pounding and hollering and screaming, sometimes the shark go away.
And on it goes, doesn't it, the Indianapolis speech from the film Jaws. Chloe, when did the film Jaws come out, would you say? What year was that? 77 was it?
Yeah.
I didn't know they had email in 1977.
It was actually like the proto email movie.
Was it?
Yeah.
Again, did you make that clip and leave your email open again by any chance?
No one will show me how to switch off the noises.
Right, fair enough. Chloe there. Now, if you would like to hate me or Chloe or Cornelius, or anyone who works on the show at all, then, you know, we will take your hate. We won't throw it away either. What we'll do, we'll give it to Cornelius, who'll take it to the lift. Why will he do that? Because the hater's going to hate. He reads all of the hate outs that we get via text or tweet. From the lift as it travels downwards through the building. And he should be there now. Cornelius, can you hear me? Are you there?
Yes, hello, John.
Hello.
Here I am in the lift. This is what I've changed the radio to.
All right, what is it?
Friday Vibes with Absolute Radio 80s. Oh. Let's begin. John Holmes, you stole my pizza and I'm going to kill you. That's coming from another John in the building.
Awkward.
John, I wish I could organise a vote of no confidence against you. I would certainly gather enough signatures, said Niall. Kathy came in with the similar. John, if someone collected a list of signatures of people who wanted you to go, they could use that as a census. I hate the John Holmes show and his team of giggling liberal snowflakes that sit around him. They should just keep Julia Hartley Brewer on for longer. Yeah, 6 hours of that per day. What dish show it crap, said someone who can't write. John Holmes, how can you slag off Phil Hammond's speech for being long and boring when you do this show for 3 hours every weekday? Thank you, John Holmes, says someone. Without you, I would have never discovered Sheila Fogarty. That was coming from Nathan. And finally, they should use John Holmes' talk radio show on loudspeakers to torture kidnappers into giving up hostages. And that was from Samuel.
Thanks.
And that's about it for this week, John. Back to you in the studio.
Thank you very much, Cornelius. There you go. So if you'd like to send your hate, here's the number, 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with some hate.
Yeah. And you could find yourself being read out live from the lift next week. Now, in the last half an hour of the programme, we bring you live music. It's what we do on a Friday. We take you into the music. No, we take you into the weekend with some music, not the other way around. And we've dragged another busker off the streets who is going to perform for us in our session studio. It's not really ours, to be honest with you. It's Virgin Radio's. It's downstairs. We've simply stolen it. Live music coming next, as well as Victoria's bonus news. On Talk Radio in the afternoon.
Talk Radio.
Theresa May says she has the full support of her top team, despite reports some of her cabinet wanting her out. She's told reporters she's providing calm leadership after it emerged around 30 MPs in total want her to step aside. Ex-party chairman Grant Shapps has put a list together, but Conservative MP Nadine Dorries thinks it's a plot by Remainers who aren't happy with her Brexit plans.
This is a botched, failed, pathetic attempt by a bunch of ex-ministers who think they're worthy of better jobs in the cabinet or jobs in the government that they are never going to have.
An 18-year-old from Leicestershire has admitted trying to hack into computers of senior US government officials. A CIA director and Barack Obama's deputy national security advisor were among Ken Gamble's targets. Coronation Street stars, including Jenny McAlpine, Michael Lavelle and Kim Marsh, have all attended Liz Dawn's funeral in Salford. The actress who played Vera Duckworth for more than 30 years died last week. Toyota has denied reports it plans to build its new Auris in the UK. The car maker insists there are no imminent investment decisions being taken on manufacturing in the country. And Ben Stokes won't fly out to Australia with the rest of the England Ashes cricket squad, but he could join them later. The all-rounder is still under investigation following his arrest on suspicion of causing actual bodily harm. The weather wet and windy in northern areas tonight, turning chilly with lows of 10 degrees. Tomorrow will be windy and cloudy with some rain, highs of 6. There's more news in around half an hour.
There's more now.
There is.
Because it's time for Victoria's bonus news. At 3:30 each and every day we bring you bonus news. And because the bulletins are shorter than they used to be, Victoria gets paid the same money. I know.
If only I got paid more.
No.
No.
I want that.
So she has to make the time up. And to cover everything off, we must break everything down into the three categories of life. Animal, vegetable, mineral. There's also fungus, but so today it's animal news.
Fungus news.
No, animal news.
From aardvarks to zebras, this is animal news.
I'm still laughing at that screech.
Well, I just forgot about it.
Yeah, okay.
Can't be
I mean, you hear it every 3 days.
I know. Not a good day today. Oh. Anyway, two Russian rescue dog owners claim their pet is so talented it can talk. So Natalia,
I mean, it can't.
Natalia and Leonard Fedorenko filmed Bosia appearing to say "Mama" in exchange for treats. Do you want to hear it?
Yes.
Okay, here we go.
Mama,
there you go.
Sounds like my granddad sleeping.
Now, that's just like the dog that used to say sausages. No, sausages. Do you remember the dog that said sausages?
Sausages.
Do you remember that?
Yeah, the more sausage advert. Yeah.
Do you remember the dog that said...
He's too young.
It was on That's a Lot. Google dog that says sausages.
Oh, was it on a TV show?
It was
show?
On That's Life with Esther
I thought
Esther
it was just
Hansen.
An advert.
No.
For sausages. What
no.
sausages?
No, it was a dog that said sausages.
Yeah, but they used it in the advert.
Maybe.
They?
But I don't remember it from That's Life.
Oh, well, I'm not old enough.
Sausages.
Sausages.
That's actually sinister. That sounds like the voice of the Exorcist. The possessed child in The Exorcist.
It's actually a cute dog.
Doesn't sound cute, does it?
No.
Doesn't sound cute at all. Listen to that. That's horrible.
Yeah.
It's the stuff of nightmares.
Well... Sleep well tonight, John.
Yeah. Next.
Okay, we have an elderly catnapper.
Catnapper.
So,
animal news.
Police were called to an elderly woman's home in Stratford in Manchester to find it full of stolen cats, and they're now trying to reunite them with the rightful owners. So there were 14. Three they've managed to trace, but there are 11 missing moggies, and they don't know who they belong to.
Right.
But apparently they were all kept in a good condition.
Yeah.
All but one of them were male cats and the one female one was blind.
Really?
Yeah.
Mama.
That's disturbing.
Yes, it is. I can't get that out of my head now.
Okay. Now, this was... Now, this was around the other day, but it wasn't in animal news, so I'm going to do it once you've animal refreshed news. The music. Without faffing around, okay?
So the music's finished.
I know. Stop faffing. Press the button. Doesn't need to be rewound. That's what you make up.
Mama.
Mama. So a St. Bernard has broken the Guinness World Record for the longest tongue on a dog.
We talked about this in the pay-per-view.
Oh, did you?
It's a very long tongue.
Yeah. So 8-year-old Mochi's tongue measures 7.3 inches. That's 18.58 centimetres. Really long.
Yeah.
So, do you want to hear what Mochi's owner says?
Mama.
No. Mochi doesn't say that either. So, Carla Rickett says, "It still doesn't seem real. Mochi is so humble. She never brags or boasts, but I know that she is as proud of her new record as we are."
She Welsh.
Why don't you do
That's
that in...
American.
Oh. Why don't you do that in the real news?
Instead of using clips, just do impressions.
Yeah, that'd be excellent.
I mean, I would enjoy doing that.
The president of India said this.
I'm not doing
no?
that.
No? Why not? Why not?
No, thanks.
China's foreign secretary.
Oh, no! Why can't you say America? President Trump.
Okay, President Trump.
Has said...
No, President Trump has said... Yeah.
I need something to say, though.
Has said...
Something
I have
short.
I have this message for North Korea.
I have... No, I can't hear it. I can't hear it. I was going to go really Western. He's not at all. Oh, no. I'm thinking about Bill Clinton. Because, I think I could do that better.
Okay. Ex-President Bill Clinton had this to say about North Korea.
I did not have sexual relations with North Korea. I can't do it.
With North Korea?
Yeah. And then North Korea spokesman said... You're not going to do that one, are you? No.
He just giggled.
Because it's funny.
Can I carry on?
I'm finished.
Are you?
I may have the dog who says sausages.
Yes, I told you.
Now, this won't be in quality, so forgive me.
Here we go.
It's probably going to be feedback as well.
Here we go.
Talking. Tell us what you have on a Thursday, Prince. Yeah, what's your Skippy Prince? What?
Sausages!
That's really creepy.
I genuinely find that horrible, don't you?
John Holmes.
I mean, I'm really scared by that dog.
It's cute, white and fluffy.
Mama. Get us out of this, Chloe. We do live music next in the afternoons.
Drive with Yasmin Khan on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
I'm Yasmin Khan, and you can join me every Friday on Talk Radio from 4 p.m. with your essential one-stop guide to everything that's hot for the weekend. We'll tell you where to go and what to see.
Entertaining debate, big-name guests, and outspoken opinions.
Drive with Yasmin Khan this afternoon from 4
on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. Stoptober, the 28-day Stop Smoking Challenge is back. And this year it's bigger than ever. Sam Delaney will be cleaning up the afternoon airwaves with breaking news, great guests, plus essential tips, advice and support to help you quit smoking for good. Join the thousands of people stopping smoking this Stoptober with Sam Delaney at Drive on Talk Radio. Come on, join in. Search Stoptober for all the support you need to stop smoking.
Hi. I was hoping to get a price on selling my car. Online, they offered me £3,000.
Okay. How about £4,000?
What? Really? Brilliant.
Yeah, great news. We buy any car too, but we pay £1,000 more.
We call that one of life's small victories. Bring Vauxhall a quote from the leading online car buyer and we'll beat it by £1,000 when you trade in your old car for a brand new Vauxhall. Plus, that's on top of our other great offers. Search Vauxhall Buy Any Car. Vauxhall. Isn't life brilliant? Offer and part exchange for new passenger car orders which are registered by 31st of December based on the true condition of the vehicle. Participating retailers only. Terms and conditions apply. See vauxhall.co.uk/WeBuyAnyCar2.
The new TradePoint catalogue is out now. Pick up your free copy today in one of our 290 stores nationwide. Trade on.
TradePoint!
Have I got PPI?
Want to know if you've had PPI? Find out with our free PPI check. Stephen Saunders received £1,856 on his credit card.
I wasn't sure whether I'd pay PPI on my credit card. Stanson Fisher did everything for me and took control of the claim.
But the claim deadline is set for August 2019. So text check to 80800 for your free PPI check.
Have I got PPI.com?
That's check to 80800.
As the nights draw in, keep the sun shining on the inside with Sunvit D3. Lack of sun during the winter months can affect some people's vitamin D status. So supplement with the Sunvit D3 range to help keep your body in balance. Selected Sunvit D3 products are certified by Informed Sport, Informed Choice and the Vegetarian Society. And vitamin D contributes to the normal function of the immune system. For details and to order, visit sunvitd3.co.uk.
Back a bit. No. Forward. A bit more. Now, back. Forward! Wait! Forward!
At Valent, we can't help you get your van into the tightest spaces, but our award-winning EcoFit Pure Boilers with their rear flue option are designed to easily fit into small cupboards. And a boiler and flue pack costs from just £750 plus 20% VAT. Valent, with you all the way. Just search Valent EcoFit for more.
Back a bit! Perfect!
Talk Radio Traffic and Travel.
In Essex, there's a lane closed on the M11 northbound, queuing traffic due to an accident between Junction 8 for Stansted Airport and Junction 9 for Saffron Walden, congestion back to 7 for Harlow. Slow on the M1 northbound in Leicestershire, stop-start between 23A for the A42 and 24A for East Midlands Airport. There's roadworks on that stretch and Friday afternoon traffic. The M6 southbound in Cheshire, very slow due to an earlier accident between 17 for Sandbach, 16 for Crewe, congestion back to 18 for Middlewich. I'm Paul Jenkins.
You take the Cadbury Pots of Joy chilled dessert from the fridge. You anticipate the taste of the real melted Cadbury milk chocolate. The creamy yumminess begging you to peel back the lid. Then you remember, you're still in the supermarket. Cadbury Pots of Joy chilled desserts. Cadbury Dairy Milk, Cadbury Caramel, and right now special spooky Cadbury Scream Egg for Halloween. Free the joy!
The mother of all talk shows with George Galloway.
He's back
on Talk Radio. Listen up, comrades of the world. Unite!
Our glorious leader, George Galloway, returns to the UK airwaves with the mother of all talk shows.
The switchboard is lighting up.
Controversial conversation and cutting-edge current affairs comment with the notorious B.I.G.G. Listen, this guy's a nightmare. He's not a great guy, folks.
The mother of all talk shows with George Galloway. Tonight from 7 on Talk Radio.
I did not say that.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Good afternoon. You're listening to Talk Radio. I am John Holmes, and it is just coming up to a quarter to 4. On a Friday afternoon, what do we do on a Friday afternoon at around this time? I'll ruddy well tell you. We have live music on the radio. That's what. We go out, we drag musicians in off the street, almost literally at times, and force them to perform for us at microphone point to take you musically into the weekend. Today, Beta Bucks. Is that right?
That's correct.
All right. Well, talk me through what you do.
Well, I'm a busker. Can you hear me through this mic?
I can't hear you through that mic, no.
How about here?
There's the one. Yeah, that's what it is.
Basically, I busk in West London, playing guitar and singing for the people. That's what I do.
That's what you do. It sounds like, I realise you've got an effect on your mic there.
Yeah.
Which makes it sound like we're all performing in a cave, which we're not.
I thought that was just his voice.
It's just for the singing. I was supposed to speak into this one.
That one's working now.
Oh, okay now.
There you go. There you go. That's technical. Good. Well, look, I know we're taking two songs from you, so let's hear the first song, and then we'll have a chat, and then all that stuff. So live music on the radio. Beta Bucks.
Is this the real life? Is this just fantasy? Caught in the landslide, no escape from reality. Open your eyes, look up to the skies and see. I'm just a poor boy, I need no sympathy, 'Cause I'm easy come, easy go. Little high, little low. Any way the wind blows doesn't really matter to me. To me. Mama, just kill the man. Put a gun against his head, pulled my trigger, now he's dead. Mama, life had just begun, but now I've gone and thrown it all away. Mama, if nothing really matters. Too late, my time has come. Send shivers down my spine, body's aching all the time. Goodbye. I've got to go, gotta leave you all behind and face the truth. Mama, ooh, said I don't wanna die. I sometimes wish I'd never been born at all.
On the radio, and we're doing it from Talk Radio Session Studio, which is actually Virgin Radio Session Studio that we've stolen from them for the afternoon. Excellent stuff. So how long have you been doing this?
I think I've been doing it for about 2 or 3 years.
Oh, okay. So not too long then.
No.
So what?
I remember the actual date. I think it was 2014, 23rd of May.
That's
when I decided that's how I'm going to start performing.
Okay, so what did you do before then? Why did it take you that long?
Because the thing is, I think what happened was it was always in the background. I was always doing things musically.
Yeah.
I was a youth support worker at the time.
Okay.
So I ran like a music session within the youth support group as well.
Yeah.
For the kids with learning disabilities.
Okay.
And they loved having a jam.
Yeah.
So I just remember like going to pubs sometimes and people say, hey, there was someone playing live and they say, do you want to play? Do you want to sing a song? And I'd say, go ahead, go and ask, expecting them to say no. And they said, yes. I did that about 2 times in a row. And I thought, well, why am I going to hijack other people's shows? I might as well have my own show.
Yeah.
So that's what I did.
So do you do this full time now as well, or do you still work?
I don't do it full time. No, okay. No. I definitely do it whenever I feel the need to, whenever I want to be a bit narcissistic and show somebody a bit music and half selfless and give them something to listen to as well. Whenever I feel, but the weather
You know,
well, you get it. You see, it's getting towards the winter time now, isn't it?
Exactly.
You know, you picked the wrong. You know, that,
I've applied for London Underground, and I've got the
that's
audition.
What you need. That's what you
so
need.
So hopefully, I'll get my audition.
Yes, it is an audition. We were talking because obviously we do this every Friday, and you're right. You have to do these auditions, don't you?
Yeah.
For London Underground. So you go and perform in front of a panel. Is that right?
That's right. I'm going to probably perform in front of three judges, I imagine.
Yeah. It's like a sort of underground.
I think they're going to love it.
Yeah. And what are you going to be doing Bohemian Rhapsody?
I probably will be. I'm feeling a bit nervous. This is the first time I perform live on radio, so I'm a little bit shaky. Yeah.
There you go. You wouldn't know.
Good.
That's fine. All right, well, look, let's hear another song. Okay. What are you going to perform for us next?
I'm going to sing Angels by Robbie Williams.
All right. Yes. Angels by Robbie Williams, live on the radio, talk radio, in the afternoons.
I sit and wait. Does an angel contemplate my fate? Or do they know the places where we go when we're gray and old? 'Cause I've been told that salvation lets her wings unfold. So when I'm lying in my bed, thoughts running through my head, and I feel the love is dead, I'm loving angels instead. And through it all, she offers me protection, a lot of love and affection, whether I'm right or wrong. Down the waterfall, wherever it may take me, I know the life won't break me when I come to call. She won't forsake me. I'm loving angels instead. When I'm feeling weak and my pain walks down a one-way street, I look above and I know that I'll always be blessed with. She breathes flesh to my bones, and when the love is dead, I'm loving angels instead. And through it all, she offers me protection, a lot of love and affection, whether I'm right or wrong. Down the waterfall, wherever it may take me, know the life won't break me when I come to call. She won't forsake me. I'm loving angels instead. Protection, a lot of love and affection, whether I'm right or wrong. Down the waterfall, wherever it may take me, know the life won't break me when I come to call. She won't forsake me. I'm loving angels instead.
Yeah!
Thank you.
It's what we like to do, bringing you live music from the studios, the home of talk radio, in the afternoons on a Friday, by dragging performers in, quite literally, off the street to perform for us as part of our Busker sessions. So where would we find you on? Presumably, you're online and all that sort
online,
of stuff.
Online, you just have to type in BETABUX, Beta Bucks. Yeah. You'll find me on any of the social networks. I'm all over it. Like
why Beta
rash.
Bucks, by the way? What?
I don't know. I wanted a two, like, I wanted like a name, like, you know, like a first name and a surname.
Yeah.
And I just heard that round the internet and I just thought Beta Bucks, yeah, I'll go for that.
Beta Bucks.
Yeah.
Beta Bucks.
That's right.
All right, good. Thank you very much for coming in.
It's my pleasure.
Lovely stuff. Yasmin Khan is with us for drive time after 4 o'clock, as she is each and every Friday. And I think she's upstairs in the studio now.
She is.
Hello, Yasmin Khan.
Hello, Jonathan Holmes. Hello. How are you?
I'm all right. You?
Not too bad. I don't have a cough.
No.
Always a good start.
You're not going to be, I mean, the talk radio sign might fall down behind you. That's happened before.
That could happen. Mm. There's no... Yeah. Got to be careful how I say this, but there's no F's on it, so no. That's fine.
No.
So that's okay.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Moving swiftly on.
Yes.
We will be talking about that speech and that cough and moves afoot today to get rid of her or otherwise. Theresa May, what should she do next? We will find out. We will discuss for sure anyway. We're also going to talk today about the growing amount of personal debt, of consumer debt, and why young people in particular are so worried about it and what they want the government to do. Also on Drive today, how do you make a state independent? How does it actually practically work? Is Catalonia likely to get it? And what are the practicalities? Because it's not so easy to... It's easy to promise and go, we're going to be much better off alone. But actually, if that happens, there's an awful lot of promise to deliver. So we're going to be talking to someone who is a Catalan and who is an expert on nationalism to get our heads around that. And
yes.
Also, a top gynaecologist is demanding that access to abortion should be easier than it is and is suggesting that nurses should be able to carry out. So we're going to be focusing our attention on that. So there's a lot in the show today, as well as its music review this Friday. And we're also going to be talking to the lead singer of The Hoosiers, who have the 10th anniversary tour of their first album.
All right. Catalonia, by the way, if they do have independence, they're going to need a word for it. Like we've got Brexit.
Yeah.
Cat's it?
Mm.
No. Why not come up with a word for Catalonia's independence and text Yasmin Khan 87222.
Really don't.
Message with the word talk.
No, really.
Or
stop
you can tweet
it.
At talk
stop
radio.
This now.
Message with any word you like, yeah. And then a word for Catalonia's. She's got a terrible cough.
She's got a terrible cough.
She'll never get through it. I'm John Holmes. We're back on Monday. Have a good weekend.
Talk radio.
Join the Talk Nation.
Dial up and talk radio.
We'll get you talking.